Pac-Pix and Pac-Man Pinball are some of the new Pac-Man games that were released this year. John Lawrence, CNN Radio, Atlanta.
And Game 3 of the NBA Finals is underway at this hour in Detroit. In the first half, the Pistons lead the Spurs 32-31. San Antonio leads the best-of-seven series 2-0. I'm Greg Black. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Madison. Mornings Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
The whole Deep Throat story is very interesting to me, the Mark Felt story, is that if that guy has been hiding for 30 years, I mean, how many other unsolved mysteries are there out there? I mean, there's, like, well, of course, JFK. Of course, there's the mystery of what's this weird spot on my arm, which I'm going to have to solve later today at the doctor. There's, of course, there's the mystery of, you know, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Mornings Edition from 5 to 8. On Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
Could you save $20 a week for your future?
Verini Palladino of the American Savings Education Council.
You don't need big money to accumulate big savings. Small amounts saved regularly over time can really add up thanks to compound interest. Start saving today. Your life, your choices. Choose to save.
Visit www.choosetosave.org for tools to help you prepare for your financial future. That's choosetosave.org.
Choose to save.
Never write. It's time for Mike Malloy to step up to the mic on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. My name is Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio, as you know. Thank you for tuning in. I do appreciate it. I should say we appreciate it. A whole bunch of us appreciate it. Today is the 44th day since the Times of London, which, by the way, is owned by Rupert Murdoch, since the Times of London reported the existence of those secret minutes of several meetings now, that laid out the plans by the Bush crime family for starting a war based on absolute, total, complete lies. 1,706 Americans, that's the official number, have been killed in that war. Thousands more of our soldiers have had their arms and legs, eyes, hands, fingers, faces blown off. Tens of thousands of Iraqi civilians, including an uncounted number of children, have been murdered by us. Why isn't then the liberal American media reporting the story on day 44? On the front page of every newspaper, every single day, and as the lead to every television newscast, every single day. And why isn't the liberal American media demanding the resignation of both George Bush and Dick Cheney? These two people and their cohorts are war criminals. They are war criminals. They do not belong in the executive branch of the government of the United States. They belong in prison. James Sensenbrenner, another whacked out, psychopathic Republican, is doing everything he can to destroy democracy. The congressman from Wisconsin and the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee has now declared that any request by any Democrat to use any room in the United States Capitol to hold any sort of hearing will be denied. Do you understand that? Anything. If a Democratic congressman goes to this pig and says, I want to hold a hearing on the immorality of street dogs. All they do is pee on fire hydrants and jump on each other's backsides. I want to hold a hearing on this. The ruling from this little Nazi, James Sensenbrenner, is nope, sorry, go out in the street. So, day after tomorrow, on Thursday from 1:30 to 3:30 in the Wasserman Room at 4:30 South Capitol Street Southeast, in the nation's capital, John Conyers Jr., representative from Michigan and ranking member of the House Judiciary Committee, and other members of Congress will hold a hearing on the Downing Street minutes and related evidence of efforts to cook the books and take this nation into an unnecessary, murderous war. Now, that address is the address of the Democratic National Committee. That's where the hearings are going to be held, because the Nazis now controlling the House Judiciary Committee refused to permit the ranking Democratic member of the United States House to use a room, any room, on Capitol Hill. Nonetheless, according to the what I have here, Republicans are welcome to attend. And then also on Thursday at 5 o'clock Eastern Time in Lafayette Square Park, which is right across the street from the White House, a rally will be held in support of Congressman Conyers, who plans to deliver to the White House a letter addressed to Bush and signed by over 500,000 Americans and at least 94 members of Congress. Denied the right to hold a hearing. Do you understand that? I bet you didn't. I didn't know. I didn't know the rules were that stringent. Has the Democratic Party ever, when it was in power, denied access to Republicans who wanted to hold a hearing? I don't know. I honestly don't know. My quick answer is no, because Democrats are not fascists. Republicans are. Now, C-SPAN is still trying to decide whether to cover this hearing. And one of our listeners, Margaret in Orlando, said, when I talked to Conyers' office, the person with whom I spoke said they desperately need people to bombard C-SPAN with requests to broadcast the hearing. Please talk about this tonight on your show. Thank you, Margaret Orlando. Well, you all know what to do. C-SPAN, if I don't have the phone number right in front of me, but you know their website, cspan.org. If that's what it takes, then I'm sure everybody will do that. We'll demand that C-SPAN cover this. You wonder why C-SPAN would even hesitate, right? So the House Judiciary Committee, when it comes to, remember the Republicans talked about they wanted to get control so they could change the tempo and the attitude and in Washington and stop all the nastiness that the Democrats were doing, right? Now, this thug, this Nazi, this Sensenbrenner, this pig oink 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 from Wisconsin, has said that any member of Congress, any member of the Democratic Party who happens to sit on the Judiciary Committee who wants to hold a hearing, nope, not going to happen. I would imagine this will extend all the way up this necrophiliac food chain of the Republican Party, all the way up to Frist, this devourer of human flesh, so that all access to hearings will be denied to Democrat members of Congress. Back in December, when John Conyers began holding forums, they can't even call them hearings, they got to call them forings. Forums, I'm sorry. He did that after Sensenbrenner refused to hold hearings on topics that Conyers requested. You know, to what degree the Bush crime family was involved in lying us into a war, to what degree the Bush crime family caused, by their sins of omission or commission, the attack on this country on September 11, 2001. You know, topics like that. And Sensenbrenner, being the Nazi cover story that he is, or diversion that he is, refused Conyers those hearings. So, Conyers held the forums in smaller committee rooms, often with C-SPAN covering them, and formal witness lists. Now, because it's getting so much publicity, because the door is about to slam on the body parts of some of these Republicans. You know what body part I'm talking about. Sensenbrenner is doing everything he can to destroy democracy before that rat bastard is run out of town. No hearings, he says. No, you're not going to have any hearing. You're not even going to bring it up. Now, the last time Conyers held a hearing, remember that, Kathy? What was that about? That was about the... was it about the voting? No. I'm not sure. I'm drawing a blank right now. But Sean McLaughlin, who is the chief of staff for Sensenbrenner, wrote a minority staffer, that is somebody who works for Conyers, this nasty, piggish little email that said, I'm sitting here watching your, quote, forum, close quote, on C-SPAN, just to let you know it was your last. Don't bother asking for a room again. Going to turn down the volume in Washington, huh? Yeah, okay. These people have to be driven from office one way or the other. I hope it's legally and peacefully. But if the process of voting in this country has been so bastardized that it's impossible to get an honest vote, there are other means of removing people from office. It's been done historically across time and around the globe.
Have you seen the little piggies crawling in the dirt? And for all the little piggies, life is getting worse. Always having dirt to play around in. Have you seen the bigger piggies in the starched white shirt? You will find the bigger piggies stirring up the dirt. Always have clean shirts to play.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is Ed Schultz coming to you from the left side of the dial on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
What's more delectable than caviar? More indulgent than curling up on cashmere? And more satisfying than purring the day away? New Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold Dry Cat Food.
At last,
a dry cat food good enough to be called Fancy Feast. Your cat will be in absolute bliss. Visit FancyFeast.com to find out how you can receive a free sample of new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold.
I am Gunnery Sergeant Arlie Ermey, United States Marine Corps. While our armed forces defend our freedom, their families shoulder household duties and emergencies alone. To help, the veterans of foreign wars and Vermont American brand Bits and Blades have created the Unmet Needs Program.
John Fergus here, the VFW National Commander. Please help us help our military families by visiting unmetneeds.com and by purchasing Vermont American Bits and Blades. A portion of every purchase goes to help.
Visit unmetneeds.com and buy Vermont American brand Bits and Blades. Thank you and Semper Fi. Hoorah!
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, welcomes the outspoken and hilarious Bill Maher to the Orpheum Theater.
We'll definitely be there.
We'll reward open mic club members with tickets to see Bill Maher.
Oh, that's awesome.
Not a member? Go to themike921.com and join today.
This is Kate from Partyville, and I'm on the mic, and I'm going to see Bill Maher.
Get tickets at the Orpheum box office and Ticketmaster outlets.
Oh, great.
Bill Maher, brought to you by Jam, Last Coast True Endeavors, and the Mike 92.1.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right. The last time I saw Paul was in the late summer of 2002, about 6 weeks before he died in a plane crash. It was an evening event in the Twin Cities. Paul was in the middle of an intense, dead-even Senate race. He'd been targeted as vulnerable by the National Republican Party, and money was flowing in from around the country for his opponent, a suit named Norm Coleman. Paul was fighting for his political life. The first thing he asked me was, "How's your mom?" I told Paul I had just visited her. It was tough, I said. I couldn't even have a conversation with her. Paul nodded and said, "You know, touch means so much." The next day, I took my mom out into the nursing home garden in her wheelchair. It was a beautiful day. I sat next to her for a couple of hours with my arm around her. I can't tell you whether it meant a thing to her, but it meant a lot to me. So that was Paul. Touch means so much wasn't the kind of thing you'd hear from a Michael Dukakis. I, along with innumerable people, loved Paul Wellstone for what he stood for what he fought for, and for who he was. I loved his wife Sheila, too. I don't think I ever saw Paul without Sheila by his side. Paul died on October 25th, 2002, when his plane went down in northern Minnesota. Sheila, his daughter Marcia, his driver Will McLaughlin, two other close aides, Tom Lapick and Mary McAvoy, and two pilots died with him. 4 days later, C-SPAN, along with almost every Minnesota TV and radio station, carried a hastily put-together memorial service for Paul, Sheila, Marcia, Will, Tom, and Mary. I was there. It was a beautiful memorial, sometimes incredibly sad, sometimes funny, sometimes rowdy, and sometimes political. Some people watching on television were offended. Some people were moved. But the right saw an opening. They took moments out of context, lied about the rest, and used it as a political club to attack the Democrats. It won them the Senate in Minnesota and probably in Missouri, which means it gave Republicans control of the Senate.
We're on the mic.
This is Jay of Jay and Shirley, and we listen to 92.1, and Randy Rhodes, we love your show.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the mic, 92.1.
No subliminal messages for you to misunderestimate. It's Mike Malloy. He's commonsensical.
Anyone past the hour, a couple more things here I want to get out, and I fully plan on taking some phone calls earlier tonight than we normally do, but you know how those plans usually wind up. I got an email from a frequent emailer. Dear Mike, it's widely understood outside the mainstream media that when the Pentagon reports that 1,706 U.S. troops have died in Iraq, it's reporting only deaths which occur on the battlefield. Reports are now emerging that, in fact, nearly 9,000 U.S. troops have died in or as a result of the Iraq War. One recent report entitled U.S. Military Report, The High Death Rates Exposed, is available at tbrnews.org. Here's an excerpt. Quote, U.S. military personnel who died in German hospitals or en route to German hospitals have not previously been counted. They total about 6,210 as of 1 January 2005. The ongoing underreporting of the dead in Iraq is not accurate. The Department of Defense is deliberately reducing the figures. A review of many foreign news sites show that actual deaths are far higher than the newly reduced ones. And it goes on, but I you know the email from our listener, and you can check it out yourself, tbrnews.org. I fully expect that's the case. I mean, the numbers may not be precisely as my emailer says, based on this website, based on reports from foreign media. But you know, I know, most of America now knows that George Bush is a pathological liar, and everyone who works in his criminal administration is also a pathological liar. So why would the reports about deaths of American soldiers be correct? We have no independent media there. We only have embedded media. We have no one there who is reporting what actually is happening. If you check a certain Arab language website, you'll find the higher figure. You'll find all sorts of things you don't find in American media reports. Sadly, most Americans, most, not you, Truth Seeker, most Americans look at Al Jazeera or Arabiya or some of these other Arab language news sources as not being legit. But it would not come as a surprise when the Bush crime family is finally in the dock, when there are finally charges brought against these people, for their criminal activity, it wouldn't be surprising that as part of the evidence presented, the numbers of dead, the numbers of Americans killed in this criminal, illegal war of George Bush's will far exceed what has been reported up to this point. That wouldn't be a surprise at all, would it? Listen to this email. Dear Mike, I've wanted to call you for a long time and never got enough courage to do so. I was born and raised in Russia and came here in 1991 at the age of 16. In fact, I was getting my visa on the very day of the coup in Russia. My parents could be referred to as dissidents, or more accurately, the free-thinking children of the 50s, 60s Khrushchev thaw. Before the great collapse of the Soviet Union, we Russians idealized America. We viewed it as a place that defends freedom, believes in opportunity, human rights, and perhaps most importantly, dignity and privacy of an individual. By the way, do you know the Russian language does not even have such a word as privacy? This concept has been bred out of us for generations. Now, 14 years later, after my arrival, I cannot believe how much this country is changing, and not for the better. Every time I hear W speak, I feel I'm back in the Soviet Union, sometime in the early 80s, listening to Brezhnev losing his dentures in front of a television camera. It is that pathetic. I heard my friends on the right constantly comparing liberals to communists. I, on the other hand, see much more similarity in the mindset of the conservatives to communists. It is the same absence of critical thinking, same resistance to change, same faith in the authority, same blind belief in an ideology, regardless of whether or not it's working. I really hope this country will wake up from this nightmare sometime soon. Anton. Well, thanks, Anton. I you're not alone. A lot of Americans feel that way, too. You know how Bush is always talking about, he killed his own people. He gassed his own people. About a month ago, White House ally and Uzbek dictator, Uzbekistan, Islam Karimov, ordered his military to massacre hundreds of his own citizens in what was referred to as probably the worst atrocity conducted by a government against protesters since Tiananmen Square. Now, Bush stayed silent about it at the time, then said, okay, well, maybe I'd be an international investigation. But now he doesn't even want that. The Washington Post is reporting the U.S. defense officials have, quote, helped block a demand for an international probe, end quote, from NATO into the killings. How about that?
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Uniquely Madison. Madison's progressive talk. The Mike 92.1.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. It's not enough that a certain giant oil company pretends that global warming doesn't exist. Now it's behind an active campaign to confuse the subject. In May, Mother Jones magazine reported that ExxonMobil has given millions to fake scientists and junk journalists. Then last week, the New York Times reported that a senior White House official has repeatedly watered down government reports on global warming. Philip A. Cooney, the former oil lobbyist with no scientific training, has been altering reports to soften the conclusions. Also last week, the UK Guardian reported that the Bush administration consulted with ExxonMobil before deciding not to sign the Kyoto Global Warming Treaty. Let me repeat. The President of the United States was taking marching orders from the world's most powerful oil company. Get the real story on MotherJones.com and now on Mother Jones Radio. Hear Mother Jones Radio Sundays on Air America Radio. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
want it, Bob.
You can take this job.
Take this job and shove it. So you're quitting, huh?
Yeah.
I bet you're going to start your own business.
Right.
What do you know about starting a business? You're going to buy a business, start from scratch. How about startup money?
Well.
You even know where to get startup money?
That my brother.
Got a business plan? Can't raise money to start a business without a business plan.
I can't.
You're pathetic. You need Bruce Berman's book. It's called I Got Here, You Can Too. A master's course in becoming a millionaire. Want to be a millionaire, Bob?
But that's the idea.
Then you got to buy his book. It shows exactly how Berman made a fortune in business and how you can too. Want a profitable business, Bob?
Uh-huh, sure.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over a $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 9freebook.com now.
Morning Sedition, here on the Mike 92.1. Mark and Mark have access to the most sensitive right-wing information.
Since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that Americans know what's happening in his alternate universe. Luckily, we have a staffer who lives in that world. So now here again is Planet Push Bureau Chief Lawton Smalls. Good morning, Lawton.
Hey, good morning, Mark.
It's not looking good for your boy, W.
He's America's boy, Mark, but, you know, go on. I get a kick out of your little liberal fairy tales.
The June survey from the Washington Post ABC poll found that 58% disapprove of the way Bush is handling both the economy and the situation in Iraq.
Oh, please continue, Stephen Hawking.
Oh, yeah, that really sounds like a mandate to me, buddy.
He's got it and you don't. Deal with that.
Plus, the individual ratings for Bush are among the worst since he took office. How do you explain that, Lawton?
Same way I explain everything that comes out of your mouth. Liberal bias, systematic brainwash by the gay agenda, and, if I may say, a large degree of inborn gullibility, Mark.
Bush is flopping big time, Lawton. Flopping in every category. Numbers don't lie, my friend.
Numbers don't lie. It's good to hear you say that, because I've got some poll numbers of my own to read to you, okay? According to a recent poll, people who think George W. two-terms mandate Bush belongs on Mount Rushmore. 100%.
Really? I know why you don't like polls, man. I know why. It's because you can't control them.
No.
You neocons hate facts and free will. You can shout liberal bias about the polls all you want, but the people in this country are getting sick and tired, and it's coming out. Oh, my God. What a child. The crying every time.
Pollsters are the only people who ever call me.
All right, I guess. Okay, I'll call you, okay? I will. All right, stop crying, okay? Please. Oh, man.
People who think we should change the Constitution so President Bush can serve for life. 100%.
All right, I felt
there
great. Goodbye.
God loves you. Deal with it.
Oh, my God. Why do I fall for it every time?
Stephanie Miller.
Senator Barbara Boxer, the matron saint of the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's really nice to have that introduction.
Stephanie Miller.
The president's spokesman, Puffy McMoonface, I'm sorry, Scott McClellan, he seemed a little startled by that whole advise and consent thing that they put in the agreement.
Oh, right.
He was like, the president, he's supposed to talk to both parties before he sends the nominee? I mean,
I think they're startled at the Constitution.
Weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
I'm sitting on a red velvet stool wearing a yellow bowler hat and holding a banana. All right? Oh, yeah, and I'm wearing a leash. A red velvet curtain opens and 200 vacant-eyed fat people sneer at me and tap the glass, even though the sign clearly says, please don't tap the glass. I hear a barker's voice. Come one, come all, step right up and gaze upon Mark, the lovable radio freak. All the way from the wilds of New Mexico, this bizarre man-diva will astound you. Watch him battle to the death with hostile email. Watch him perform an amazing facsimile of radio talk show with teases and hard outs. You'll swear it's real. Watch Mark alienate his own kind by being too funny. Watch Mark bash organized religion and their phony gods. You won't want to miss Mark as he self-destructs with liberal guilt. His heartbreaking meltdowns will move you to tears. And don't forget his diet. You will witness this weight-conscious wonder eat carrots and kale raw. Then watch him shove chocolate cake into his mouth as fast as he can eat it. If there's any sitting within arm's length, you will hear Mark plug as many appearances at comedy clubs nationwide as often as 3 times an hour. 5 minutes with Mark and you'll want to take him home. Come on, Mark, do a little dance for the nice people. So I get up and dance a little hornpipe. And then hold out my yellow bowler. The fat people fill it with rocks and chewed gum. So I throw my poop at them. I woke up and my bed was filled with bearded ladies.
And that part was true.
not really.
Important to the left of politicians. Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1. Streaming at themike921.com.
As you know, Vladimir Putin and I have got a good personal relationship. This is a vital and important relationship, and the relationship's an important relationship, and I would call the relationship a good relationship.
Twenty-six before the hour. I don't have a big a story on this. Just it's almost like a headline. Did you all see this? The Pope announces a gathering for kids. Pope Benedict the 16th said he will lead a special gathering with children at the Vatican on October 15th. He said the what he calls the special catechism will be for children who received the sacrament of Holy Communion this year. Oh my God. So if they can't molest him in Brazil or the United States or the Philippines, they're going to take him to the Vatican and sexually assault them. Would you allow your child to go for the special catechism at the Vatican on October 15th by Carl, conducted by Carl Ratzinger, the Pope, or the before he was Pope, the Cardinal who covered up some of the most vile attacks on children by any clergy anywhere in the history of Christendom? Would you allow your child to go to the Vatican? A special catechism, huh? Come here, my child. Let me have your hand. Now squeeze. There's some questions here about whether the United States Army has become a for-profit corporation. Somebody sent me this email. Over the last few months, the writer says, I've seen some things that the Army is sponsoring. The Army sponsors a dragster, a drag bike, a NASCAR automobile, bull riding, and apparently they sell wristwatches. What the hell is up with this? They use taxpayer dollars to do this, so who gets the dough when they sell a watch? Isn't all that stuff technically the taxpayers? Do the taxpayers get complimentary tickets to the events where Army-sponsored stuff is being used? Who authorized the Army to sponsor a bull riding contest? Where's my damn watch? Yeah, I don't know, Venue 53. I have no idea where your watch is. Oh, my God. Speaking of the Army, Malachi in Saskatoon sent me this. While the American forces are busy trying to track down and discharge every gay member it can find without asking or telling, the Canadian Armed Forces had its first gay wedding. Yeah, this is from CBC News, Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. Two men were married in the chapel at Nova Scotia's Greenwood Air Force Base in May. It's what's being called the Canadian military's first gay wedding. Lieutenant Commander David Greenwood, the base's head chaplain, said a sergeant and a warrant officer were married May 3 in front of about 45 guests. Lieutenant Commander Greenwood said, quote, this couple had been waiting a very, very long time. He declined to give their names because he hadn't asked their permission. Back in September, the Nova Scotia Supreme Court ruled that banning same-sex marriages is unconstitutional. Duh. Effectively changing the definition of marriage in the province to, quote, the lawful union of two persons to the exclusion of all others, end quote. Yeah. You know, I don't understand that. We talked about this before. This you know, these Christian psychopaths who say that they have the right to perform marriages, or it's a religious sacrament. No, it's not. There, any minister, even these Christian crazy people, at some point towards the end of their little chants, they have to say, and now by the power invested in me by the state of Georgia or by the state of Alabama or whatever it is, it's power handed off to these Christian thugs by the state. Never mind. You already know that. Let's see. Well, that's about it. That's about it. It's just, this is the first same-sex marriage on a military base in Canada. Yeah, Malachi's right. You know, we're trying to hunt them down. Our military said, "Show me the queers. Where are they? Get them quick."
Do you want to shower with one? Huh?
You know, it's disgusting. There have been gay folk fighting and dying and shedding blood in every war this country's ever been in, and most of the time the right wingers are home, advocating for more bodies to go into combat. You know, people like Hannity and Limbaugh and the rest of these pigs. They're very pro-war, except when it comes to putting their precious selves out there to take a bullet or six. But in the meantime, Americans happen to be gay, have been fighting and dying and trying to defend the rights of these pigs to assault gay people. Isn't that ironic? I mean, there is massive irony in our system, isn't there? Gay folk out there dying to defend the Constitution, which allows pigs like Hannity and Limbaugh to attack gays. I guess there's some synchronicity there, but it sounds like synchronicity right out of the ninth ring of hell, doesn't it? Saddam is being interrogated. Robert Fisk, writing for The Independent, says there he was, just as his victims looked, on his own television screens, his words censored, his arguments unknown, his case as undemocratic as the so-called judicial courts in which Saddam destroyed his enemies. The Iraqis, or let us speak frankly, the Americans who tried to censor Saddam's previous court appearance, decided yesterday that his words would also be censored. But that's Saddamism. This is how Saddam ran Iraq. The words were obliterated, and now the Americans and their obedient Shia-led government are acting out the same Saddamite line. The pictures, the BBC admitted, were mute. What in God's name does this mean? Who emasculated the BBC to such a degree that it should say such a ridiculous thing? Why were they mute? The BBC didn't tell us. If Saddam was really being charged with war crimes or the killings of Shia, which I hope he was, then why, in heaven's name, didn't we hear what he had to say? Why use the methods of Saddam himself? And Robert Fisk goes on. But isn't that always the case? We become, at least some of us, we become the demons that we say we are trying to exorcise. Now, you know you're in deep trouble when Andrea Mitchell of NBC writes in a journalistic vein about something your government is doing. The government, in this case, is the criminal enterprise run by George W. Bush. Andrea Mitchell, as you know, in addition to being an NBC correspondent since God was a teenager, is also Alan Greenspan's wife. Well, at MSNBC, .msn.com, Andrea Mitchell has a little piece here that's just straight-ahead journalism. Talks about it started during Prime Minister Tony Blair's re-election campaign, the top-secret memo written in July 2002, 8 months before the Iraq War, and blah, blah, blah. Then last week, Bush and Blair vigorously denied what was in those minutes, and then blah, blah, blah. Also, another one from July 2002, another memo says U.S. military planners had given little thought to what would happen in Iraq after the war. Senator Carl Levin, Democrat of Michigan who serves on the Senate Armed Services Committee, said, quote, "The memos are startlingly clear that the British saw that there was inadequate planning, little planning for the aftermath, blah, blah, blah." Andrea Mitchell goes on, and there's more. To prepare Blair for a meeting at the President's Ranch in April 2002, a year before the war, four other British memos raised more questions. What's that? Four, five, six, seven. And yet another 2002 memo, that's eight, British Foreign Secretary Jack Straw asks, what will this action achieve? Can there be any certainty that the replacement regime will be better? Iraq has had no history of democracy, end quote. Monday, Rice, now U.S. Secretary of State, told Chris Matthews on NBC's Hardball, quote, "I would never claim that the exact nature of this insurgency was understood at the time that we went to war," end quote, whatever the hell that means. Dick Cheney, and she goes on. The point is not so much what Andrea Mitchell is saying. The point is she's saying it. Andrea Mitchell, if ever there was a toady in the news media for the Bush crime family, or any Republican crime family, it is Andrea Mitchell. I wonder who. I wonder where she's getting her marching orders from, huh? All right, Andrea, we want you to go out there and get the Bush crime family. As you know, there was an anti-lynching resolution passed yesterday, and there were 20 senators who refused to co-sponsor. They had a voice vote so that nobody would have to go on the record. Here are the people who refused to sign. They're all Republicans except Kent Conrad of North Dakota. Lamar Alexander, Tennessee, Robert Bennett, Utah, Christopher Bond, Missouri, Jim Bunning, Kentucky, Conrad Burns, Montana, Saxby Chambliss, Georgia, Thad Cochran, Mississippi, John Cornyn, Texas, Michael Crapo, Idaho, Michael Enzi, Wyoming, Chuck Grassley, Iowa, Judd Gregg, New Hampshire, Orrin Hatch, Utah, Trent Lott, Mississippi, Lisa Murkowski, Alaska, Richard Shelby, Alabama, John Sununu, New Hampshire, Craig Thomas, Wyoming, and George Voinovich, Ohio. 19 Republicans and one Democrat, truly a wall of shame.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Support the troops, not the liars. This is Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
This is Green Light on the Environment. I'm Rachel Maddow. We may not think of the Pentagon as environmentally conscious, but the Navy had a good idea. They wanted biodegradable coffee cups that wouldn't threaten marine life if they ended up in the sea. They went to a paper company named Clovernook, which employs visually impaired workers. Now Clovernook is making biodegradable cups for the Army, too, in brown, so that they're invisible to spy satellites while decomposing. Biodegradable cups are great for civilians, too, of course. You can get them from Clovernook.org.
Did you know there's a delicious energy bar that's certified organic? It's called Cliff Bar, with the rock climber on the package. Cliff Bar is made with whole grains and real fruit and contains no trans fats or hydrogenated oils. Cliff Bar, the company, is part of a growing community of people and companies dedicated to leaving a lighter footprint on the planet. Visit cliffbar.com and learn about this small group of people working to create a better energy bar and a more healthful environment.
Big Ed. Randy Rhodes, loud and left, here on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
James Sensenbrenner shut down that hearing because he did not want to hear those witnesses. He didn't want it in the record. Librarians came to talk about receiving subpoenas, and Sensenbrenner shut it down, and he's not allowed to do that. He turned off the C-SPAN lights. He turned off microphones.
Thank goodness she's on our side.
He broke the law today.
Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 5 on the Mike.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
When I do my corporate speeches, I normally talk to groups that are anywhere from 60 to 97% Republican. They know I'm a liberal, and they're normally aware that they're conservative, so sometimes they're a little nervous that I'll do jokes that make them uncomfortable or angry. Here's how I diffuse the situation. I say, as you can probably figure out from my book, Rush Limbaugh is a Big Fat Idiot, I'm a liberal, and I know you're conservative, and that's okay. See, I've discovered that Democrats can't afford me. Huge laugh. They love this. It makes them feel rich. Then I say, so what I do is I make fun of you, you laugh, and then you pay me. Another huge laugh. Now I can say pretty much anything I want, and they'll just laugh and pay me. Everybody's happy. Democrats are a different story. Unlike corporate events, which, by the way, I love, you can book me on the web, I speak to Democrats for free. I try not to do it too often because, you know, a guy's got to eat. So I pick and choose. And the Democrat I did the most speaking for over the years was Paul Wellstone. Part of it was that I grew up in Minnesota, and Paul knew my folks. In Wellstone's first campaign for the Senate in 1990, my dad was part of a senior citizen theater troupe that did skits for Paul at nursing homes. That's pretty grassroots, don't you think? My dad died in 1993, and my mom went downhill pretty fast. They had been married for 51 years. She got depressed and about 4 years ago went into a severe psychotic depression, which brought with it an exciting element of paranoia. One night at the hospital, I went up to one of the nurses and said, "Excuse me, it's kind of awkward to ask this, but I feel out of loyalty to my mom that I should." "Go ahead," she said. "Yeah, what I was wondering is, are you pumping poisonous gas into my mom's room? And are you videotaping her? And are you not really a nurse, but actually an actress who is trying to kill my mom?" "No," said the kindly nurse. I didn't think so, but I felt I had to ask. Fortunately, the doctors pulled Mom out of it with some miracle drug, but she's never really been the same.
Driving under the influence doesn't just mean alcohol. Many common prescriptions and over-the-counter medications, like some antihistamines and anti-anxiety medications, can also impair your ability to drive safely. For more, visit the National Safety Council at nsc.org.
West Coast and the Heartland. Madison's Progressive Talk is the Mike 92.1.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
You know, Sensenbrenner is a one-man democracy demolition squad, isn't he? This guy really is a Nazi. I know a lot of people say, well, that term is used so loosely. These people aren't really Nazis. They may be fascists, but they're not. Yeah, Sensenbrenner's a Nazi. Bill Piper, writing at alternate.org the other day, had this wrote a piece about Sensenbrenner's piece of legislation that he's introduced. It's cynically named the Safe Access to Drug Treatment and Child Protection Act. These guys are geniuses, aren't they, about destroying language? Now, what it will result in when it's passed, if it is passed, neighbors spying on neighbors, mothers forced to turn in their sons or daughters on drug charges. Now, these are images, of course, right out of Orwell, but some totalitarian state. But Sensenbrenner wants to turn the entire United States population into informants by force. Now, this act that he has sponsored would compel people to spy on their family members and neighbors, even go undercover and wear a wire if needed. And if a person resisted, he or she could face mandatory incarceration. Now, here's how it works. The spy section of this legislation. This guy is a real pisser, isn't he? If you witness certain drug offenses taking place or learn about them, you know, like a rumor, you've got to report the offense to law enforcement within 24 hours and provide full assistance in the investigation, apprehension, and prosecution of the people involved, even if it's a family member. Failure to do so would be a crime punishable by a mandatory 2 years in prison and a maximum of 10 years. Now, here are some examples of offenses you'd have to report to police within 24 hours if Sensenbrenner gets this passed. Let's say you find out that your brother, who has children, recently bought a small amount of marijuana to share with his wife. You got to turn him in, or your ass goes to prison. You discover that your son gave his college roommate a joint. You got to turn in your son, or your ass goes to prison. You learn that your daughter asked her boyfriend to find her some pot, even though they're both in treatment. If you don't report your daughter, you go to prison. Now, you in all these three cases, you've got 24 hours to go to the police. If you take time to talk to your relative about treatment instead of calling the police immediately, that could put you in jail. Now, in addition to turning family member against family member, this piece of murderous legislation by this thug, I can't believe this. The legislation could also put many Americans in danger by forcing them to go undercover to gain evidence against strangers. Even if the language that forces every American to become a de facto law enforcement agent is taken out, this bill from James Sensenbrenner would still impose heavy-duty sentences on college students, mothers, people in drug treatment. If enacted, the bill will further destroy lives, break up families, waste millions of taxpayer dollars, which we're already doing with our marijuana and cocaine laws that we have on the books, huh? Sure, drugs are bad for you. Sure, they'll kill you. Of course they will. Liquor? Cigarettes? Methamphetamine, death. Death. That's all it is. Death. Pure death. Okay. The bill also establishes penalties for a variety of nonviolent drug offenses, like 5 years for anyone, 5 years in prison, who passes a joint at a party to someone who at some point in his or her life has been in drug treatment. Do you understand that? If you're at a party 15 years from now and you give a joint to somebody who was in a drug treatment program 15 years ago, if Sensenbrenner's law is on the books, you can go to prison. 5 years. 10 years in prison for mothers with substance abuse problems who commit certain drug offenses at home, even if their kids aren't home at the time, like smoke a joint. 5 years in prison for any person with a substance abuse problem who begs a friend in drug treatment to find them some drugs. Now, what is substance abuse problem? Who defines that, you see? That's part of the problem of this law, Sensenbrenner's law. To a good Christian, to a good right winger, every time I smoke a joint, that's clear and convincing proof that I have a substance abuse program, a problem. I, Mike Malloy, I have a substance abuse program. Problem. I, Mike Malloy. I rush the. Now, does this mean Limbaugh should be in prison? Well, of course, Limbaugh should be in prison. You know, it's bad enough to be a junkie. It's worse to ask your housekeeper to go out and score drugs for you on the street, right? God, I hate that man. Oh, he's just such a. Oh, don't even go there. These sentences would put nonviolent drug offenders behind bars for as long as rapists. Now this is James Sensenbrenner. I don't know. Don't you people in Wisconsin have a way of dealing with a mad dog? What do you do? What do you do when you see a rabid animal on the street? What do you do with it? I honestly don't know. What's the best way to treat a rabid dog? Because Sensenbrenner obviously is an insane rabid dog. What do you do, huh? I know what we do out here in the country where I live when we see a rabid dog. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. Stay with us. This is Air America.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
Along with San Francisco's Mayor Gavin Newsom, Jason West, the mayor of New Paltz, New York, did the right thing last year. He refused to discriminate against gays and lesbians when it came to marriage rights. The mayor encouraged same-sex couples to come to New Paltz and get married. In fact, West went so far as to officiate at the weddings of 24 couples. Now, Mayor West has been charged with multiple misdemeanor counts of violating New York State's domestic relations law. The mayor faces a maximum of 24 years in prison and thousands of dollars in fines for the crime of allowing people who love one another to formalize that commitment. The West prosecution is more than a court case. It's a measure of the willingness of political leaders, parties, and elected officials to stand up for freedom and human rights, says Shia Lehrer, who was one of those married in New Paltz. Lehrer is right. West deserves support from everyone who believes that marrying the one you love is a right, not a crime. For more on West's fight, visit thenation.com. I'm John Nichols for Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. It's not enough that a certain giant oil company pretends that global warming doesn't exist. Now it's behind an active campaign to confuse the subject. In May, Mother Jones magazine reported that ExxonMobil has given millions to fake scientists and junk journalists. Then last week, the New York Times reported that a senior White House official has repeatedly watered down government reports on global warming. Philip A. Cooney, the former oil lobbyist with no scientific training, has been altering reports to soften the conclusions. Also last week, the UK Guardian reported that the Bush administration consulted with ExxonMobil before deciding not to sign the Kyoto Global Warming Treaty. Let me repeat. The President of the United States was taking marching orders from the world's most powerful oil company. Get the real story on MotherJones.com and now on Mother Jones Radio. Hear Mother Jones Radio Sundays on Air America Radio. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
The Al Franken Show, proving the truth
is entertaining.
I had dinner with my daughter on Friday. I said, you want to watch this? And she said, you know, when my friends would say to me, do you want to see Hotel Rwanda? I'd say, you know, I just like to think that that never happened. She said it kind of as a joke. But I think Americans feel that way. I think it's a natural inclination to feel that way.
The Al Franken Show, weekdays at 11 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, streaming at themike921.com.
This is Maria Clemmie from Oregon, and I am now a truth seeker, and I'm on the mic.
Streaming online at themike921.com, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
I don't think like you. I don't laugh at the same jokes as you. I don't speak like you. I don't eat the food you do. I don't celebrate the same holidays as you. But I will help save your life.
Your support could save a life today. Please call 1-800-HELP-NOW or visit us at redcross.org to find out how. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America.
CNN Radio News, I'm Paul Chambers. A search near an Aruba beachfront hotel yields no sign of missing student Natalie Holloway. Carl Penhall reports police are trying to gain information from three suspects in Holloway's disappearance.
Prosecutors are saying that the interrogations of the three suspects are continuing. They don't inform us of the areas that they intend to search right now, rather than the general massive types of searches that we saw possibly last week. This week, the searches have been much more pinpoint.
Holloway has been missing since May 30th. No cause of death yet for a four-year-old boy who died while riding a Disney attraction in Orlando, Florida. The boy was on the Mission Space ride with his mother and sister. Crystal Candy is with the Orange County Sheriff's Office.
He was motionless, so the mom actually had to carry him off of the ride. She approached the nearest Disney employee.
The Mission Space ride simulates a rocket launch and journey to the planet Mars. It gives the rider a sensation of space travel, including the same G-forces felt on many roller coaster rides. The pressure continues on the Bush administration concerning the treatment of detainees at the Guantanamo Bay Naval Prison in Cuba. Our Ed Henry has more from Capitol Hill.
Democrats, in fact, continue to turn up the heat on the White House over the prison at Guantanamo, with Senate Democratic Whip Dick Durbin charging today that he believes the administration's handling of detainees has been, quote, as shameful as the handling of the Japanese internment camps in World War II.
Democratic Senator Pat Leahy says changes need to be made.
We simply keep the status quo at Guantanamo. It hurts America's interests. It doesn't enhance our security. And many, many experts would say it hurts our security in the long run.
Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld suggested Tuesday that the military prison will be needed for years to come. This is CNN Radio News.
Okay, you want to find a better car insurance rate, so you curl up with a good phone book. And soon you realize this could take a lifetime. It's time to think easier. Think Progressive. With one call to Progressive, you'll get our direct rate and the rates of our top competitors. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and get all the information you need with just one phone call.
Available mostly in situations. Progressive Halcyon Insurance Company and affiliates, Medford Village, Ohio.
America is a country of entrepreneurs, and if you're a small business owner, you're helping shoulder the lion's share of the U.S. economy. You can lighten that load a little at Sam's Club. When you shop at Sam's Club, you get everyday low costs on products you need every day. After all, while you may be carrying around the weight of the American economy, you shouldn't have to do all the heavy lifting by yourself. Join the club. Sam's Club. We are in business for small business.
The lead defense attorney for Michael Jackson says don't expect to hear from the pop singer anytime soon.
It was a very, very traumatic experience for him, and it's going to take him a while to recover. And I don't anticipate his making a statement very soon, but I suppose it's possible, but I have not discussed it with him.
Thomas Mesereau tells CNN's Larry King Live that the media coverage of the trial went overboard.
A lot of it was just appalling. The factual inaccuracies, the obvious bias among people like Court TV, who I felt was really an arm of the prosecution through this case.
Prosecutor Thomas Sneddon says he had no choice but to put the mother of Jackson's accuser on the stand. Sneddon says he knew her testimony would be problematic at best. The U.S. Justice Department has agreed to investigate why government lawyers leading the court battle against the tobacco industry reduced the proposed penalty against cigarette makers. Democratic lawmakers contend there was improper political interference. This is news from CNN Radio. Weak economic reports are taking their toll on the stock market. Susan Lasovich reports retail sales fell a surprisingly sharp 0.5% last month, the biggest decline in nearly a year.
Some observers interpreted it as proof that inflation is well contained and that growth is slowing moderately. But Wall Street seemed to shrug off the news with a second day of sluggish trading and light volume. One stock bucking the trend, GM, which soared 4% on reports that the company is getting tough with the UAW on its ballooning health care costs. GM's rally helped lift the Dow as well, but its gains were modest, and the Nasdaq finished flat. Susan Lasovich, CNN Radio, New York.
Plans for a new Yankee Stadium will be revealed tomorrow. The $800 million ballpark will be built adjacent to the current Yankee Stadium in the Bronx. I'm Paul Chambers. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, welcomes the outspoken and hilarious Bill Maher to the Orpheum Theater. We'll reward open mic club members with tickets to see Bill Maher.
Thank you.
Not a member? Go to themike921.com and join today.
Hi, this is Elton from Madison. I'm on the mic, 92.1, and I'm going to see Bill Maher.
Get tickets at the Orpheum box office and Ticketmaster outlets.
Really?
Bill Maher, brought to you by Jam, Lasco's True Endeavors, and the Mike 92.1.
Okay, so you've been hearing a lot about the environment and greenhouse gases, and you're conflicted because you know it's important, but what can you do? The EPA urges you to be part of the solution with Energy Star. The fact is, your home can cause twice the greenhouse gases of your car. It's true. But by replacing your five most frequently used lights with ones that have earned the Energy Star, you've taken a powerful first step right at home. Discover more steps you can take to reduce air pollution from your home and car at EnergyStar.gov, and you'll feel good knowing you're making a difference.
Up to the mic on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic 92.1. Online at themic921.com.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. Very quickly, because I want to go to the phone, your phone calls here. If you have something to write with, here's how you contact C-SPAN and request, not demand, but request that they cover the Conyers hearings on the Downing Street minutes and more proof of the criminality of the Bush administration. These are war criminals. These are people who belong in prison for a very long time. They have the blood of Americans and Iraqis and God knows how many other people, other nationalities, all over their hands, their elbows, their arms, their heads. I'm talking about anyone connected with the Bush administration. These are war criminals by the loosest definition. And Sensenbrenner has denied Conyers, who is a ranking member of the House Judiciary Committee, a room, any room, in the United States Capitol to hold a hearing. I've gone all night without saying son of a bitch, haven't I? He's a real son of a bitch, Sensenbrenner is. It's astonishing. I had no idea. I didn't know that this is how the game was played. Maybe Democrats have been doing this to Republicans and nobody ever reported on it. You know, liberal media and everything, being snaky the way they are. But I don't think so. But you have the Democrats now, which I don't want to debate or discuss what shape the Democratic Party is in. And then you have the Nazis. So you got something to write with? You got to get in touch with C-SPAN. And Margaret sent this in to me again. A lot of you did. Here's the phone number, 202 area code, D.C., you know, 202. The number 737-3220. 737-3220. 202-737-3220. That's the phone number for C-SPAN, so you can request that they provide a camera so that we can watch what happens as John Conyers conducts the people's business after being thrown out on the street thrown out on the street by James Sensenbrenner, a good Nazi from, of all places, Wisconsin. But that's, you know, he's working in working the ghost of Joe McCarthy, I guess. I don't know. Thrown out on the street, so they're going to hold the hearings or the forum or whatever the hell they want to call it. They have to be very careful of their language for fear that they will irritate Sensenbrenner even further, and he may have them shot. I don't know what's next. He'll send a hit squad out to track Conyers down, the rest of these people, and beat them up? I don't know. What happens next? These are bully boy brown shirt Nazis. What happens next, Mr. Sensenbrenner, you utter pig? What happens next? You can't have your hearing here, because I said so. Now get out. Oh, Jesus. No. I'm not going to do it tonight. Not going to do it tonight. The phone number for C-SPAN, 202-737-3220, or you can email events@c-span.org. events@c-span.org. Just remember, C-SPAN always has the dash after the C, okay? So you can email events@c-span.org or call them, either way. And please do it. I did it during the break. I emailed. That's all you have to do. Hi, I'm a frequent viewer of C-SPAN. I really, really like your programming. It's one of the few outlets where we can see, without political commentary, what is happening as our government does business. In that vein, please, will you cover the forum to be conducted by Representative John Conyers at the Democratic National Committee building in Washington, D.C. on Thursday, beginning at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Thank you. Most sincerely, Mike Malloy. No, I'm not going to do it tonight. Absolutely not. Before we go to the calls, I want you to hear some of this. This is Rumsfeld, Department of Defense news briefing today. This is so sick. This is so unbelievably sick. This is like Duncan Hunter the other night. Listen to this. First of all, understand that all these neocons, all these fascists are on the same page where it concerns the torture being conducted at Guantanamo. Bush, Cheney, Rummy, Simple Scotty, Duncan Hunter, they all basically say the same thing, that the detainees are being well-fed, well-treated, and here's the important part, they're believed to be terrorists. See how crafty that language is? They know that probably 99.99% of the helpless individuals being held at Gitmo are innocent. They're taxi drivers, they're peasants that have been sold by these Afghan warlords to the U.S. military and the private contractors who go over there to kill. They're homeless teens, they're people on the street. So by carefully selecting their language, they give themselves a subtle defense so that when they finally are brought to trial, they can say, "We said we believed they were terrorists for the most part." Now here's Rumsfeld's spin on Guantanamo, and I'll have Cheney in a minute.
No detention facility in the history of warfare has been more
transparent.
Wait a second.
Stop it. I want you to restart it because I want to get the first word.
Arguably, no detention facility in the history of warfare has been more transparent or received more scrutiny than Guantanamo.
Oh, my God.
Detainees are sent to Guantanamo only after a proper screening process that identifies these prisoners who pose a threat to the United States or who have intelligence value.
God.
The kind of people held at Guantanamo include terrorist trainers, bomb makers, extremist recruiters and financiers, bodyguards of Osama bin Laden, and would-be suicide bombers. They are not common car thieves. They are believed to be determined killers.
Isn't that astonishing? Is Rumsfeld not the most vile, filthy human being you've ever heard? He even makes Cheney look, I almost said makes Cheney look normal. I can't go that far. He makes Cheney seem not quite as vicious as Cheney is. Rumsfeld is just an absolute bloodlusted killer, isn't he? I've never seen anyone like this guy. Now, as far as Dick Cheney, are the lambs still crying, Clarice? Clarice, are the lambs... Can you still hear the lambs crying, Clarice? Dick Cheney, who obviously is a cannibal, interviewed by Bush's parrot, or Limbaugh's parrot, Sean Hannity, the baby Jesus. Sean loves Dick Cheney. Here the baby Jesus gives Cheney the opportunity to continue to frighten and terrorize the U.S. population by reminding us how we are never to feel safe again. Hannity says, "You recently said America's safer, but we are not yet safe."
Well, it's true. We've made major progress, I think, in the war on terror and what we've been able to do in Afghanistan and Iraq, but we're still faced with a deadly adversary out there in the Al-Qaeda organization. We've just recently captured Abu Faraj al-Libi, who was currently the number three man in the organization. We know they're trying to mount more attacks against the United States. Up till now, we've been able to disrupt those attacks or to intercept them, but we can't let our guard down for a minute.
Quick, Marge, Cheney's on television. Pass the duct tape and saran wrap. Oh my God. You do another one before we break? Huh? Okay, here's the baby Jesus again.
There's still an insurgency, Your Honor, but there's a lot of progress. What do you make of how that war has been politicized? Where would we be today if we didn't go to Iraq?
Well, I think if Saddam Hussein were still in power, if Iraq were still a safe haven for terrorists, if in fact he'd been able to continue the pattern of activity he'd undertaken in the past. Remember, he's the guy who did produce weapons of mass destruction, did use them against his own people and against the Iranians. The world's much better off and much safer today because Saddam Hussein's in prison.
He did use them against his own people and against the Iranians.
Oh, yeah, that's thanks to Rumsfeld. Are the lambs still crying, Clarice? Thanks to Rumsfeld, huh?
Now, if we could just catch the guy who financed Saddam Hussein. Chase the money, as Dim Sun says. I know. Maybe the CIA could launch an investigation. Try to smoke out the financiers. Maybe look in, I don't know, the Pentagon, for starters?
You and I.
Show on Air America Radio. Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1. Progressive Talk for a progressive town.
What is it, Bob?
You can take
this job. Take this job and shove it. So you're quitting, huh?
Yep.
I bet you're going to start your own business.
Right.
What do you know about starting a business? You're going to buy a business, start from scratch? How about startup money?
Well...
You even know where to get startup money?
Yeah, my brother.
Got a business plan? Can't raise money to start a business without a business plan?
I can't.
You're pathetic. You need Bruce Berman's book. It's called I Got Here, You Can Too. A master's course in becoming a millionaire. Want to be a millionaire, Bob?
That's the idea.
Then you got to buy his book. It shows exactly how Berman made a fortune in business and how you can too. Want a profitable business, Bob?
Sure.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 9freebook.com now.
Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
Jim Sensenbrenner from Wisconsin. He, at a hearing on the committee in charge of protecting our civil liberties like free speech, he told everyone to shut up, turned off the microphones, and took his ball and went home because he didn't like what he was hearing.
Thank you for coming. Now shut up.
Stephanie Miller.
Kurt and Madison.
You got to figure out what to do up here is how to dump Senseless Brenner.
Senseless Brenner.
Weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
We actually have Future Mark on line one.
Oh, Future Mark. That guy's great. Put him through.
Hey, buddy. What's up?
Hey, buddy. What's up?
Just checking in, man.
I told you Cincinnati would be good. I'm sorry I didn't tell you about the flu you were going to get.
Yeah, thanks, man. When does this go away?
Friday, I promise.
Hey, what's that noise, man?
Oh, I'm sorry. The news is on.
Well, can't you just turn it off? We're kind of having a conversation here.
Actually, no, I can't. The news is always on now, or should I say info blasts are always on. All the media outlets now have these info cannons, and they fire nanorobot swarms of data in the air, and you just kind of breathe them.
Wait, whoa. Let me see if I get this right. So robots fly into your mouth with the news?
Yeah, mouth, nose, ear canal, sometimes the other orifice, which is strangely pleasant sometimes.
Well, isn't that annoying?
Isn't what annoying?
Getting the news that way.
Is that what we've been talking about? I'm sorry, man, my attention span's taken a real beating since this technology came out in 2030, and that's what caused the, sorry, man. I forgot what we were talking about again. Ow! Hey, what? Hey! I just got stung by a story on a runaway bride.
So they sting you too, the nanobots?
No, they're different types. The earlier news carriers were actual insects.
Oh.
I just got stung by an info bee. Fox created those. They were tapes, mosquitoes. What were we talking about?
News, man, news. So what kind of news do you get in 2050?
Well, there are about 250,000 news outlets, most of them inhalables. Hmm. You know, crime blotters, sports, weather, porn. But now they're all mixed together. Actually, as we speak, I'm inhaling the New York Times Financial Lesbian Action Report.
Oh.
It really holds your attention for the 3 seconds it's on. I gotta invest in that Dolphin Sports League.
All right, so I guess there's a Dolphin Sports League now.
Oh, yeah, Dolphin Sports Porn, Monkey Sports Porn, Giraffe Ball Porn. Oh. Hold on, man. There's a Michael Jackson Bulletin that comes in every 3 minutes. Busted again?
He's still around?
Yeah, but he's fondling clones now. So now we're in this, like, gray zone as far as the ethical thing goes. I mean, we all use the pleasure clones. It's no secret. Really, how old is any clone? A couple weeks old, maybe.
Well, that's kind of creeping me out, buddy.
Mark, hey, how's it going, man?
What?
There's something I was going to tell you. I sent myself a brain mail. Hold on. Tell Mark to start carrying hand sanitizer. Lots of it.
Why?
You know, it wouldn't be fair to tell you why, because I know how you are, but I guess it wouldn't be fair of me not to tell you.
Yeah, that does worry me. How much hand sanitizer?
Well, if they've got it in a drum, buy that. I gotta go. Judy Woodruff Gone Wild is on.
Really?
Shake it, Judy! Yeah!
Mike.
I just love the shows. Al Franken, Randy Rhodes, all those shows, they're great.
Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
We're still at war. It's in our country's interest to find those who would do harm to us and get them out of harm's way.
Get them out of harm's way. You sick moron. Listen, I want to go back to that last soundbite right before the break, because we kind of rushed through this. Little Piglet Sean Hannity says that, you know, there's still an insurgency. There's a lot of progress. What do you make of how the war's been politicized? You know, he means by the liberals. Where would we be today, Your Honor, if we didn't go into Iraq? Well, when you listen to Dick, are the lambs still crying, Clarice? Cheney's answer, you know, especially when he says that Saddam used weapons against the Iranians, and this little piglet Hannity just sits there with drool on his face. The only reason Saddam used weapons of mass destruction on the Iranians is because the Reagan administration told him to, and Rumsfeld provided those weapons. But Dick, are the lambs still crying, Clarice? Cheney knows that there's not an American alive except you and me who remembers what happened in the 80s, and he knows damn well for sure that Sean Baby Jesus Hannity is not going to come back and say, ah, but Your Honor, weren't those weapons provided by your soon-to-be cellmate, Donald Rumsfeld. So here's Cheney again. This sick sociopath, all of these people, all of them, in the Bush administration and outside the Bush administration, doing for the Bush administration, like Sean Hannity is here for Dick, are the lambs still crying, Clarice? Cheney, exactly what Monica did for Bill.
Well, I think if Saddam Hussein were still in power, if Iraq were still a safe haven for terrorists, if in fact he'd been able to continue the pattern of activity he'd undertaken in the past. Remember, he's the guy who did produce weapons of mass destruction, did use them against his own people and against the Iranians. We're much better off, much safer today because Saddam Hussein's in prison.
Did use them against his own people. Oh, you mean the Kurds? The Kurds who have been seeking to reclaim Kurdistan somewhere, if not in Turkey, then in northern in Iraq. You mean the Kurds? Is that what you mean? Dick. And as far as the Iranians, yeah. Yeah, there was a 5-year long war, or was it 6? A war of attrition. All sorts of nasty weaponry was used, thanks to the United States, Dick. Oh, God. Last one. Hannity. Here's that crafty language I was talking about. Listen as Hannibal Cheney... Are the lambs still crying, Clarice? Listen as Hannibal Cheney answers Sean's question about Gitmo. Sean, down on his knees now in front of Cheney. This is really embarrassing. Sean says,
Well, let's talk about Defense Secretary Rumsfeld, Your Honor, in Guantanamo Bay. He said it's not being considered for closing. That's what he did. He said it. There was a little bit of ambiguity there. Do you like that? I like words like ambiguity. Is there any consideration, Your Honor, to close Gitmo?
At present, there's no plan to close Gitmo. As the President says, we review all of our options on a continuous basis. The important thing here to understand is that the people that are at Guantanamo are bad people. I mean, these are terrorists for the most part. These are people that were captured in the battlefield in Afghanistan or rounded up as part of the Al-Qaeda network. We've already screened the detainees there and released a number and sent them back to their home countries. But what's left is the hardcore, and they are well treated. Their medical needs are tended to. They're well fed. They've got their religious requirements are catered to. If they want the Quran, they've got the Quran.
In the toilet, out of the toilet, cut into strips. It's everywhere. They're well fed. You know what's going to come out? The Gitmo Gourmet Cookbook, authored by Duncan Hunter, Dick Cheney, George W. Bush, and me, James Sensenbrenner. The Gitmo Gourmet Cookbook. You like chicken? How many ways would you like your chicken? Would you like your chicken on a page of the Quran? We got chicken! We got chicken and rice. We got chicken and rocks. We got chicken and eyeballs. We got chicken and blood. We got chicken in with electrodes. We got chicken strung up against the wall. We got chicken beat to death. We got chicken flailed. We got chicken tortured. We've got chicken electrocuted. We have chicken tied in distress positions. We have chicken that's not been allowed to sleep for 6 months. We have chicken... Oh, Jesus.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Tough questions, progressive answers. This is Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Listen to Mother Jones Radio every Sunday on Air America. Mother Jones Radio brings you investigative reporting and razor-sharp commentary on today's most important news. On the premiere show, Mother Jones Radio talks with FDA whistleblower Dr. David Graham. When he discovered a deadly secret about the painkiller Vioxx, FDA officials told him to keep quiet. Now he's exposing the full story on Mother Jones Radio. Mother Jones Radio, every Sunday on Air America Radio.
Imagine a natural diet ingredient that kills your appetite and helps attack obesity by simply telling your brain you are full. Imagine you could try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. No need to imagine. It's true. H57 Hoodia is now available in America in its purest form. H57 South African Hoodia will make you less hungry to help you lose more weight. Become an H57 success story. Just listen to this.
I gained 80 pounds during my pregnancy. Although I struggled and lost most of the weight I had gained, those last 30 pounds seemed impossible to get rid of. A little over 2 months ago, I started using H57 Hoodia, and I've already lost about 25 pounds, and I still eat all the foods I enjoy. H57 is incredible. From the very first time I tried it, I just wasn't as hungry, so I ate less and finally lost the weight I wanted.
Become an H57 success story. Call for your risk-free supply of H57 Hoodia toll-free 1-800-227-0361. That's 1-800-227-0361. Unconditional money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-227-0361 or visit myh57.com.
Our apologies, but in the interest of bettering the future of your teeth, we're going to resort to a rather unpleasant tactic. Coercion. We will play the sound of someone grinding their teeth at night until somebody out there buys a doctor's night guard. Wear it at night to cushion and save your teeth. Come on. Somebody? There. Thank you, Kelly Kaplan of Paramus, New Jersey, for buying a doctor's night guard and relieving the nightly grind in the oral care section.
This is a stereo signal test from Madison's Progressive Talk.
Right channel.
He has a good heart.
Left channel.
You gotta watch out for who the far right is making into a new messiah.
This concludes our stereo test on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1. Madison's Progressives are on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
I'm Matt Rothschild, the editor of the Progressive Magazine with my progressive point of view. Dick Cheney just doesn't get it. The vice president appears untroubled by the torture scandal. He said he was offended by Amnesty International's use of the term gulag, but he wasn't evidently offended by the practices that Amnesty was highlighting, the beatings, the hanging of people up by the ceiling, the sexual humiliation, the anal probes, or the forcing of detainees to lie in their own excrement. Nah, that's not offensive to Cheney, and so he's in no hurry to shut Guantanamo down, despite the stain, perhaps indelible, that it's leaving on the U.S. reputation. Other Republicans understand this. Chuck Hagel says Guantanamo symbolizes to people all over the world that the U.S. is an empire that pushes people around, but not Cheney. He tells Fox News, which is his own personal mouthpiece, that the detainees at Guantanamo are simply bad people. But about 40% of them had no connection to Al-Qaeda or the Taliban, according to the New York Times. And even those that do have such connections deserve to be treated according to international law, not tortured, not abused. They also, according to the U.S. Supreme Court, deserve judicial hearings. But the Bush administration has been dragging its feet on these every inch of the way. And that's the Cheney style. When it comes to bad people, he doesn't believe in the rule of law. And this is the attitude that led directly to the torture scandal. I'm Matt Rothschild, and that's how I see it.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
I think the country's going in the wrong direction. I feel obligated to speak up if I see something that's wrong. That's what this is about. We're trying to win from North Dakota to Texas. That's all red states.
Straight talk is progressive talk.
Those are people in the middle. And if you're going to tell them they're not making an honest living, you're going to have a problem with them.
Ed Schultz, weekdays at 2 on the Mike 92.1.
Welcome to Arizona, partner. The official state neckwear is the bola, so take off that tie. Nothing says Wild West like wearing a shoelace around your neck. The original Arizonians included the Hopi, the Apache, and the Navajo. They fought with each other until the white man arrived, and the Indians were finally free to set aside their differences and sell turquoise on the side of the road. Eventually, Arizona became part of the land the United States won in the Mexican-American War. Mexicans gave up almost half their land in exchange for not giving up the rest. Uncle Sam sure knows how to drive a bargain. Demographic change came to Arizona after the Second World War with the great migration of the old people. Spurred on by rumors of a land with a nice dry heat and reasonably priced buffets, America's elderly came in droves to retire. Great caravans of Airstream trailers stretched to the horizon. The main industry is tourism. It's called the Grand Canyon State, but there's much more to Arizona than just a huge hole in the ground. For starters, there's another huge hole in the ground. A giant meteor crater whimsically named Meteor Crater. No other state has been so truly blessed by bombardment from space. In 1971, the London Bridge was purchased and moved to Lake Havasu. Freed from its shroud of London fog, the bridge was able to find its true calling as a backdrop for frolicking teens at MTV spring break parties. From those tequila-soaked teenagers to the senior citizens crowding the Sizzler salad bar, Arizona has something for everybody.
21.com. Join the open mic to get email updates from Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic 92.1.
This is the oven fried chicken entree. It has broccoli, it has peas and mushrooms, it has rice, it has pita bread, and it has two types of fruit. This is what Osama bin Laden's bodyguards will eat several times a cycle, several times a week. This is lemon chicken, rice, broccoli, carrots, bread, and two types of fruit. This is representative of what these killers are given every day, courtesy of the American taxpayer.
Before the hour, you notice how this pig Duncan Hunter and Dick, are the lambs still crying, Clarice Cheney? How they say exactly the same things. This is what Osama bin Laden's bodyguards will eat several times a cycle. This is this thing about Republicans, and if Democrats are in disarray and have lost everything because they are not robotic like these people, then I say, fine, to hell with it. Can you imagine having your mind scraped clean and filled with this kind of puke and vomit so that every time you, as a Republican, whether you're a member of Congress or a Christian Republican minister or just a man or woman in the street Republican, out of your pie hole comes all of this crap just rolling out that somebody programmed into you? I'd rather be dead. I'd rather die. I'll hang myself. Jesus, it's astonishing. It's just unbelievable. Duncan Hunter.
This is the oven-fried chicken entree. It has broccoli. You know, we give them a prayer rug and beads and little trinkets, you know, that they can roll around in their hands while they pray to their sick, perverted God. And we give them 1,600 copies of the Quran. There's only 584 of them there, so we figure, what the hell, give every one of them three. You know, because they, you know what they do down there? These non-believers, they get into Quran fights. Yeah, you've heard of food fights? Well, when they get tired of throwing the chicken and the broccoli back and forth with each other, they start throwing their prayer beads and their little ruggies and the Quran. So you just throw them back and forth. Now, in some of those instances, hold on while I get another drink. Just a minute. In some of those instances, you know, when they're having a Quran fight, and one of them falls in the toilet, you know, gets poo-poo all over it or something, I don't know. But, you know, all this stuff has been purchased by American taxpayer. and the prayer call, that's right, I tell you about the prayer call yet? hold on just a minute here. What is it? Oh, God. the prayer call. You know, they have a prayer call down there. That's broadcast over a loudspeaker system. Again, paid for by American taxpayer people. You know something else? If American soldiers were given a prayer call over a loudspeaker system, it would probably be a subject of a lawsuit by the ACLU. for violation of the so-called separation between church and state. Listen, I'm Representative Duncan Hunter, and it's time for me to
I go get my Depends changed and have another drink. So, you know. Did I show you the chicken yet? And the broccoli? Did I tell you about the prayer beads, Abna? I did? Well, I don't know.
Have I mentioned yet tonight the deep and abiding disgust that I have for these people? Let's do some phone calls. Mary is calling from Texas. Mary, welcome to the program.
Yes, Mike Malloy. You get me so fired up.
I do?
Yes, I listen to you talk and about what's going on, and I just really get...
You just want to break things, don't you?
Oh, well, I get really angry about things. I stay angry. I'm angry all the time. I'm so upset with what's going on in our country.
I know.
You know, it's just awful. And I would apologize for being from Texas, but George Bush came from Connecticut.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, we've got our own other problems here. I heard you talking about Rick Goodhair Perry the other night. But anyway, I called about Sensenbrenner. He makes me so angry. I saw him on Friday, and I was horrified at the way he treated.
You know what he looks like? And I realize this is what the right-wingers call an ad hominem attack, and I frankly don't give a damn, but you know what he looks like? He looks like somebody did an operation on his face and removed all the muscles, and his face just kind of hangs there with this vacant kind of look. I've never seen faces like the faces on some of these Republicans. When I look at Frist, it looks like he's seeing demons in the middle distance between him and the camera. A Sensenbrenner looks like all his muscles have been removed out of his face. Cheney looks like he's terrified. There's a lurking microwave oven that's going to sneak up behind him and make his thing go off, you know?
Yeah, well, after I heard you talking about the fact that Sensenbrenner would not allow John Conyers to have a hearing about the Downing Street minutes in our house.
I know.
I sent off an email to him, and I said, Congressman Sensenbrenner, who died and made you God?
Yeah, I know.
I said, how dare you deny him the ability to have a hearing in our house? That's the people's house. That's not his house. You know? And I just, I get so mad. And I told him, I said, you know, you people took us to war on a pack of lies, to repeat what Galloway said. You know, I told him, I said, the blood is on your hands, too. And I said, it's time for you all to be accountable.
Well, the only way they're going to be held accountable will be the same way that Augusto Pinochet may be held accountable, the same way that the Nazi high command was held accountable, the same way that the Japanese high command was held accountable, and the same way that Saddam Hussein is being held accountable. And that is, the Bush crime family has to be arrested.
Oh,
they
I
have
agree.
To be charged with treason and brought to trial. Until that day happens, they will not be held accountable. They will be pardoned, just like Pappy Bush turned around and pardoned everybody in the Reagan crime family, just like Gerald Ford turned around and pardoned everybody in the Nixon crime family. So it will happen with George W. Before he leaves office, if he leaves office, he will pardon everybody in his administration who have committed these atrocious acts against the American people and the U.S. Constitution, not to mention in the rest of the world. So I don't know how criminals like this are ever brought to justice. I just don't know, Mary. Hey, listen, I got to move on. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for being a voice out there speaking.
Well,
I appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you, Mary. I appreciate you checking in. You take care. Carl is calling from Chicago. Is this Southside Carl who is calling from Chicago?
Yes, it is, Mike.
Hey, man, haven't heard from you for a while.
Yeah, you're hard to reach, guy.
Oh, you can't get through? Southside Chicago. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen. Southside Carl from Chicago, I should say. All right, Carl, what's up?
Yeah, you know, I was listening to you talk about what's going on with this one thing about what Congress want to do. You know, they got to stop trying to do these little symbolic, you know, things of protest. And get serious and let people know that, well, hey, how serious they are about this. And, you know, you don't have to be in the majority, I don't think, to bring articles of impeachment to get the ball rolling.
No, you do. You really do. You have to, it has to arise, I believe, in the House Judiciary Committee. And the Judiciary Committee is controlled by, guess who? James Sensenbrenner. So that's not going to happen. That's how they were able to bring impeachment articles or impeachment hearings against Clinton.
Well, Mike, the thing is that's one of the obstacles. But if you say that's what you want to do, and that's all you want to talk about, you'll get the point across. But you know, it's just as unfair. You got a party that can't even right now still say, hey, this guy in the White House is a liar. Mm-hmm. They can't even bring themselves to say that, well, hey, wait a minute.
I know.
I found the fathers had something that one of those inalienable rights they called, liberty.
Right.
And that, well, when we take people and we lock them up, that no matter how much lemon chicken we give them, you know, if we deny them their freedom without due process, that's called tyranny.
Hey, hold on a second, Carl. I got to take a break. Hold on, though. You've only been talking for a little over a minute, so let me put you on hold. I'll come back to you. This is Air America. That dream we are building could die. Now don't sit at home saying, what could I do? Remember that unity starts with you.
Democracy dead, only time's gonna tell. Get your feet in the streets and start raising some hell.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Madison's home for Air America. Madison's progressive talk. The Mike 92.1.
And we'll be back with more of the Al Franken Show on Air America Radio right after this.
We're clear. Back in 3 minutes.
Okay. Billy, explain to me again what the cameras are doing here.
Okay, what we're doing is we're taping the entire three-hour radio show here on the new set and then editing it down to 1 hour.
1 hour.
Right. And then that hour is broadcast the same night on Sundance Channel.
Wow. The same night. That's great. So it stays topical.
Yeah, it's topical. It's completely fresh.
Huh. And when is it on?
It's on 11:30 p.m. on the West and East Coast, and in other places, people have to check their local listings.
Uh-huh. And what's it called?
It's the same as the radio show. It's called The Al Franken Show.
Okay, so let me make sure I've got this. It's called The Al Franken Show. It's on Sundance Channel every weeknight, and if someone wants to find out more, they should check their local listings?
Exactly.
2 minutes.
Oh, okay. Do I have time to pee?
Randy Rhodes, loud and left, here on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
CBS is looking for a news anchor. They're asking opinions from executives from MTV and executives who put together Oprah and Dr. Phil. The meetings were supposedly secret, although somebody did tell me that the most popular idea had to be scrapped because it was nearly impossible to do. That was Report the News. And the other was teach Paris Hilton to read.
Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 5 on the Mike 92.1.
You know, my therapist tells me I got to write down my dreams every night. So this is my one from last night, my dream from last night. So I'm at this mega church in Kentucky, Riley, for the Justice Sunday show. Problem is, I'm locked in an 8-foot steel cage with a cloth draped over it. Outside my cage, I can hear James Dobson screaming about people of faith being attacked and roasted and eaten. I hear the word Shivo, judicial homicide, and Ron Jeremy. I'm not sure what he had to do with it, but suddenly I feel myself being carried on stage and the cloth is removed. I'm hit in the eyes with this intense bright light and immediately hundreds of neocons start booing and throwing dirt clods and ball peen hammers and mashed potatoes and gravy and doll parts at me. James Dobson sneers and points at me and says, "Brothers and sisters, gaze upon the liberal Jew." Listen to his obstructionist filibuster. Listen to his satanic hate speech. Given half a chance, he'd kill Jesus all over again. Dobson gets a long, sharp stick, reaches through the bars, and pokes me hard in the ribs. He says, "Wouldn't you, huh?" I say, "Ow! Hi, I'm Mark Maron, and this is Morning Sedition." Everybody starts booing and throwing dirt clods at me. Today, the neocon, death cult, Christo fascist, zombie brigade. Boo! Boo! Dobson pokes me again and barks, "Silence, heathen! What say you, good people? Shall we kill this sinner?" A huge roar went up. "Yeah! Stone him! Stone him!" Dobson raises his hand for quiet and says, "I have a better idea." Then these big guys pick up my cage and lower me into a baptism tank. Dobson screams, "Convert the devil!" I'm underwater for a long time. I start to black out. I see a tunnel and a white light and my dead cat Butch smoking a cigarette. Then they pull me back up, dripping and gasping, and Dobson says, "What say you now?" I say, "Christo fascist. Zombie." Dobson says, "Then you have chosen your own fate." They open the cage and I look up and see four hungry lions circling me, and above them three giant video screens of four hungry lions circling me. I hear an announcer, "When we return on Justice Sunday, the obstructionist liberal gets his just desserts," right after these messages. I woke up and my bed was filled with Polydent.
Help the Arbor Day Foundation, plant more trees across the nation, all the world to share.
This is Crystal Gale. For more information, go to arborday.org.
What isn't? This is Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, streaming at themike921.com.
I'm thrilled to be here in the breadbasket of America because it gives me a chance to remind our fellow citizens that we have an advantage here in America. We can feed ourselves.
Well, it's got possibilities. The Duncan Hunter Gitmo Gourmet Cookbook, right? Back to Carl, Southside Carl, who's called in from Chicago. Carl, thanks for holding on.
Yeah, well, Mike, the thing is that we don't have anybody that's willing to just make it clearly and plain that, well, what we're doing, what Bush at least is doing, that is tyranny.
Mm-hmm.
You take someone's liberty, you don't give them justice. That's tyranny.
Sure.
We ain't got nobody in this country to say, well, wait a minute. Why is this guy in the White House who say he's got all these people who are part of this terrorist thing, these high-profile people that were part of this deal, why hasn't not one of them, over all this time since September 11th, been brought here, charged, put on trial, had their day in court, and if they was guilty, in prison right now?
That's a good question, Carl. Maybe
not
it's
one.
No, because I think you can answer your own question. These people, the Bush crime family, they are a crime family.
Well,
they don't play by the rules you and I play by.
That's what tyrannies do. I mean,
sure,
they get outraged when you make the comparison that, well, you know, what Bush is doing is it really any different than invading a country like Saddam Hussein did? Or locking somebody up because they are a enemy of the state like Saddam or Monty Tong or Stalin or Hitler? What is the difference?
There is
none. Taking their freedom. Hey, they get outraged because those people kill people. Well, everybody that they arrested like that didn't all die. They just stayed there till where they decided to let them go. But the whole thing is that you're denying someone their liberty. That's what tyrannies do.
That's right.
And we ain't got nobody to stand up and say, that's what tyranny. And here they are in the halls of our own government committing tyranny by saying, well, hey, you people are in the minority. Hey, you just shut your mouths up and go over there and be quiet.
Isn't it unbelievable, Carl?
Hey, and this is the thing. You know, we're not really too much different than the German people back in the 30s. Who sat there and believed this crap.
I know.
And not said a word until after it got to be too late to all those atrocities had started taking place.
That's right.
And, you know, you mentioned Sean Hannity. Let me tell you something, though, I saw tonight, though, before I let you go.
Okay.
His interview with Dick Cheney was more where he challenged Dick Cheney than the interview I saw earlier today with Chris Matthews and Condoleezza Rice. If you can believe that he challenged Dick Cheney better than Chris Matthews did.
We're in a world of hurt, aren't we, Carl?
Yeah, Mike. Have a good night.
We're in a world of hurt. Thanks, Carl. Don't be a stranger, man. Always good to hear from you. Take care.
Take care.
All right. Outside, Carl. Lewis is calling from Coral Springs, Florida. Lewis, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, sir. How are you?
I got so much stuff to tell you that I'm going to have to call you again another day because I have a whole list, but I'll do whatever I can today.
Okay.
Did you get my email? It was an awesome email.
I don't know. You know how many emails I get every minute?
My name is Lewis Calderon.
I don't know, Lewis. Yeah. If you sent me an email, I got it.
Oh, good.
All right.
Good. Now, Randy is looking for signatures for an inquiry to impeach this bastard.
Yeah.
Uh huh. So.
Well, I'm sure there'll be plenty of people who will do that. Who will go to Randy's site and sign up.
Okay. The next thing I want to tell you is there's a piglet down here in Tampa called Schnitt. And he called Randy a biatch, and he wanted to accuse her and Air America of wanting to kill the president because of that that hillbilly shotgun joke.
What, he's a talk show host in Tampa?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, all right, Lewis? When they give the world an enema, Tampa is where they're going to put the tube, okay? So I wouldn't be too concerned about, you know, anything that's being said in Tampa, you know, on the radio.
Okay.
That, you know, Tampa's a hellhole. It's what is it, Kathy? A hellmouth?
Yeah.
Is that what you call it? A hellmouth? Yeah.
And the next thing I want to tell you is Ann Coulter said that the only way to talk to liberals is with a baseball bat.
Well, I'm going to leave that alone. I'm not going to say a word. I'm just going to sit here very quietly. I'm not going to say a word.
Yeah. And the next time that you have a flying monkey night, you have to go to the Nest. You have to go to the Sean Hannity Show or Rush Limbaugh. Don't advertise on Air America so you can get the real hardcore flying monkeys.
Now, why would you want me? You just want to sit back in the comfort of your living room and listen to the ass whipping, don't you? Right?
Yeah.
I know. I understand.
And the thing is that we can't talk on their shows. We can't express on their shows. And they come and they talk on our shows, you know?
Right.
Yeah. And I also want to tell you, I want you to have Michael Moore one day as your guest. Is that possible?
Possibly. I haven't had Michael Moore on since I was in Chicago. It's just hard to nail him down, you know what I'm saying?
Oh. And then two more things, and then I promise I'll let you go.
Okay.
One is they have The Nation magazine, they have Bush toilet paper.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah. All right, last thing.
Yeah, and I want the best of your CDs, please. I want to buy them.
Oh, no, I don't sell that stuff. I'll tell you what, you email me your address, and I'll see if Kathy can find one.
Yeah.
All right.
And don't call Sean Hannity Baby Jesus no more. Give him a scummy name. He's a real scumbag. Give him a scummy name.
Okay. Thanks for checking in, Lewis. You have a nice night. Did we leave anything off there? Lewis had a pretty good list. That was a good list, Lewis. I like that list. All right. We got a break here. We'll come back. More phone calls. WLIB listeners in New York, see you tomorrow night. The rest of America, stay tuned. For the final hour of tonight's Malloy program on Air America Radio.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
How much would you pay to have a fresh, blistering exposé of the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and Company delivered to your mailbox every week? You say you'd pay nothing? Well, that's perfect, because that's our offer exactly. The Nation magazine will send you 4 weeks of America's hottest, widest-read journal of opinion absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns the nation, so nobody stops the nation from printing the truth. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept four issues free. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice, but I predict you'll be addicted. And delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. And accept four issues free. The Nation.
The Al Franken Show, proving the truth is entertaining.
People who are retired now have pensions from companies they work for a long time. They have Social Security, and they have health insurance from the companies they work for. Like a three-legged stool. Now the legs are gone.
The Al Franken Show, weekdays at 11 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, streaming at themike921.com.
This is Lori and Madison, and I'm on
the mic. The Mike 92.1, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
A public service message from Call to Recycle.
Hi, this is Richard Karn. If you've got an old cell phone laying around the house, recycle it. It's easy, it's free, best of all, it's good for the environment. Learn more at calltorecycle.com. That's call, the number two, recycle.com. Or call toll-free at 877-2-RECYCLE. Please, answer the call to recycle.
CNN Radio News, I'm Paul Chambers. A 7.0 earthquake rumbles off the coast of Northern California. Joe McCarthy is a geophysicist in Golden, Colorado.
Latitude is 41 degrees, 0.329 north. Longitude is 125 degrees, 0.863 west, and we have a preliminary magnitude of 7.0.
The quake was centered about 300 miles northwest of Sacramento. No reports yet of damage or injuries. A neighbor of a four-year-old boy who died Tuesday at Walt Disney World's Epcot Center says she was saddened by the news.
If I lost my son, I would be terrified, and I don't know the family, but I feel for them.
The boy was on the Mission Space attraction that simulates space travel with G-forces similar to a roller coaster ride. An autopsy is being conducted. A hotel security guard released in Aruba says he feels for the family of Natalie Holloway.
First of all, my heart goes out to them. 24 hours a day with them.
Nikki John was being held in connection with Holloway's disappearance. She's been missing since late May. A soldier who refused to go to Iraq is being prosecuted for larceny. He's accused of accepting unearned combat pay.
He did not do anything to initiate receipt of the payment. The money was paid to him in error. He didn't seek the money. The money was paid to him in error, and then it was then recouped.
Attorney William Kassar represents Sergeant Kevin Benderman. He says there were dozens of soldiers at Fort Stewart, Georgia, who improperly received combat pay, but his client is the only one being prosecuted. Democratic Senator Pat Leahy says detainees at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, need to be charged or released.
Can you imagine if 100 or so Americans were being held somewhere in exactly the same condition, basically incommunicado, their names not being released, nobody's saying what the charges are? Can you imagine how we'd be reacting in this country?
Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld again defended the naval prison, saying it will be needed for years to come. This is CNN Radio News.
Charlie Pickett here for Amdro. Did you know that some ants actually prefer living in your home? That's why you need to know about new Amdro Ant Block. It stops ants cold on the outside. Just sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the foundation of your home. You see, Ant Block's a bait. Ants take it back to the colony where they share it and die, right down to the queen. New Amdro Ant Block. Stop them on the outside before they come inside.
Here are two things you could do right now on Geico.com. One, you could see the gecko do the robot. Two, see how much you could save on your car insurance. And when you think about it, it's really a valuable use of your time. I mean, when was the last time you saw a gecko do the robot? Come to think of it, when was the last time your car insurance company actually saved you money? Geico.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
According to a new report, there are fewer refugees around the world. Our Liz Kennedy joins us live with this report. Liz?
The number of refugees around the world dropped in 2004 to 11.5 million, according to the U.S. Committee for Refugees and Immigrants. The number fell because many older refugees returned home. But Merrill Smith, editor at World Refugee Survey, says there's still a great concern about countries warehousing refugees by confining them to camps or segregated settlements. He says nearly 7 million refugees are warehoused for 10 years or more, and nearly 8 million for 5 years or more. Reporting live, Liz Kennedy, CNN Radio, Atlanta.
A Liberal Party budget passes a crucial confidence vote in Canada. The House of Commons approved the spending plan. If it had failed, there could have been a call for early elections. J.P. Morgan, the nation's third largest bank, has agreed to a $2.2 billion settlement in a case connected to the Enron bankruptcy. This is news from CNN Radio. A Kansas teenager is charged with battery for vomiting on his Spanish teacher. Prosecutor Richard Ginn says his office is taking the case very seriously.
It's our position that teachers have a right to work in this community without this sort of activity.
Prosecutors say the vomiting was intentional. United Airlines says it will give passengers 500 frequent flyer miles if the carrier is more than 30 minutes late on some routes out of Chicago's O'Hare Airport. Tom Parsons with BestFares.com says it's a good incentive.
You know, if they're delayed, they'll be happy to go ahead and put the request in for the extra miles. Or if they have to do something extra, it better be generous enough to where it takes, where they believe they're being taken care of.
Parsons says if successful, other airlines could soon offer the mileage bonus. I'm Paul Chambers. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Randy Rhodes, loud and left.
This Bush administration has done nothing but put more federal government on your back, in your bedroom, in your marriage.
Look at the Patriot Act.
Get a little Randy.
That was the federal government having the power to walk into your house, not having to announce that they've been there. You don't even have to be home anymore to sign the warrant. They don't have to tell you that they've been there. Why? Because they let Osama bin Laden escape from Tora Bora. Did I say that?
Randy Rhodes.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Weekdays at 5 on the Mike 92.1.
This is a letter about 8-month pregnant Billy LaTurner that never should have been written. It says, "The driver was drunk and crashed through my daughter's windshield and onto her. Billy was life-flighted to the hospital. Zachary was delivered by C-section 30 minutes after the wreck. Billy lived 8 hours. Zachary lived 9. Signed, Mrs. LaTurner."
What should you do to stop a friend from driving drunk? Whatever you have to. Friends don't let friends drive drunk. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council, Department of Transportation, and RAD.
We're fed up. This is the Mike Malloy Show on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
Remember, is this Tuesday night? Was it last week, Kathy, or was it just yesterday that we were talking about the former White House official and former oil industry lobbyist who got his filthy hands on scientific reports written by government-paid scientists, climatologists? So you know that the reports couldn't have been all that bad. Talking about global warming being a reality and how we're all going to die and our children are going to choke to death. And this guy, Cooney, remember Philip Cooney, who worked as the chief of staff of the Bush crime family's Council on Environmental Quality? And the New York Times last, I think, Tuesday, expose this pig that he was altering the scientific reports. This guy has a law degree, I believe, no scientific training whatsoever. So this filthy animal, at putting God knows how many lives at risk, altered report. This is what the Bush crime family members all do. They can't stand the truth. Whether the truth comes as reports from Iraq, or the truth comes as reports from the environmental crises that are developing because of these Bush policies, they will not deal with the truth. And like the pigs that they are, they feel that the way you deal with the truth, if it's not the truth you want, you just alter it. Who's to notice? Who's to notice, right? So the Times exposed Philip Cooney. 2 days later, he resigned his position. And the White House says, well, he wants some time with his family. Right? So Witt just sent me an email. Yahoo News is reporting that Mr. Cooney has joined ExxonMobil Corporation. Does that not make your blood boil? Before his stench is out of Washington, D.C., this pig has a job with ExxonMobil, one of the most voracious, destructive corporations in the history of the human race. ExxonMobil, who instructed Bush not to sign the Kyoto Accords. ExxonMobil, a corporation that has done everything it possibly could to destroy life as we know it on this planet. I can't say it. So Philip Cooney, the subhuman who worked for the Bush crime family and altered scientific reports to take out the real science. You know how Scott McClellan is always talking about we're looking for science. Yeah, real science. These people are beyond criminals. I don't know what you call them. Our caller from Texas said how she gets enraged. I don't know. I go beyond enraged. I get into Silence of the Lambs mode. You know what I'm saying? So here we are, this former White House official, who at one time was an oil industry lobbyist, whose editing of government reports on climate change were criminal. Left town over the weekend. The White House says it was a long-planned departure, and he was going to spend time with his family. This SOB is going to work for ExxonMobil Corporation before the stink that he created is even out of town. It's just unbelievable, isn't it? Witt just sent that. It's on Yahoo News, I guess. John Paul is calling from Los Angeles. John Paul, welcome to the program.
Hello, Mike.
Hey.
Nice to be on your show.
My honor, sir.
It is a nightly tradition out here in Los Angeles when you are broadcast at 10 o'clock until 1 a.m. in the morning that I get in my car and I go wait in the drive-through and listen to your radio show and get mad as hell.
That sounds like just a lot of fun.
Yeah. I was calling because out here in Los Angeles we have a number of progressive talk show hosts on KTLK,
right.
AM 1150. And they inform their listeners each day about the Downing Street memo, telling us to go to John Conyers' website and sign the letter.
Well, aren't all those hosts, or pretty much all of them, on KTLK, all Air America?
Yeah. Well, there's some local ones that are broadcast on the weekend.
Oh, is there? Okay.
Yeah.
And, so you've got a good stable of liberal talk show hosts.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's some out here that are a little bit more liberal than others, and others that I don't consider liberals because they kind of sell out.
Like Ed Schultz.
Well, I'm not going to name names, but...
No. I'm not naming names either. I'm just... His initials are Ed Schultz. But anyway.
Okay, well... I was listening to a lot of these different shows over the last couple of weeks, and these guys are saying that even if there's evidence that proves Bush is guilty of high crimes and a conspiracy to lie us into an illegal war, they are deterring their listeners from fantasizing about impeachment or at the very least pursuing a criminal conviction to put these guys behind bars.
Yeah.
And the reason one host gave a caller who asked about impeaching the president was he said, you know, look, we need to work to win back the House and the Senate in 2006 and the White House in 2008. And then they further added that we should let them continue. This is what got me. Let them continue to screw up and lie in for the next 2.5 years, and that somehow we were going to use that against them in the debates and win back the White House.
Who's going to use that? News media? The television
the
news? Who's going to use it? The Democrats?
I suppose. I guess that's what they're thinking. I mean, I thought, didn't we just try that in the last election?
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah.
So the Democratic Party is not going to use anything against the Bush crime family, and media in this country have become nothing more than paid whores for the Bush crime family. So who is this they who's going to expose all this in the 2008 election?
Well, I mean, I thought about that, and one of these guys, I kind of got into it with him on the air, and then I emailed him afterwards, and he compared this to, you know, a football game.
Right.
He's like, you know, you can't just say, well, you're going to play my way and take the ball away and walk off the football game. You got to
like Sensenbrenner does.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So, right. But I think there's a bigger issue at hand here, and that is that this is not a game at all about to the young men and women who are losing their eyes and their limbs.
That's right.
And their lives, and they're dying for this bastard who sold us on a war, lie after lie. And I believe that we, as people, as human beings, not just Democrats or Republicans, are going to be as responsible and held as responsible as this president. Because when we discovered the facts and the truth behind it, and we did nothing to stop him, and did not do as the senators and the representatives that we elected do their constitutional duty, we will be seen as just as guilty as Bush for allowing this to continue.
I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree. History is going to judge Americans in the first 5 years of the 21st century as being totally incompetent as far as self-governance is concerned, and as willing as the Germans were in the 30s to put up with fascism. And it's such a damn shame. You would think that we would have learned something, just looking back 75 years at what happened in another Western industrialized Christian nation, Germany. You'd think we would have learned, but these are embarrassed. This is embarrassing. But it's beyond embarrassing. I think you're right. I think we're all going to be held accountable on some level.
I just think that, you know, even if we let this guy go in the next administration, if we don't win, that Rummy, Rice, Rove will all still be in power and not behind bars, and more innocent people will have died because of it.
I think so, too. Hey, I appreciate your eloquence, but there's something I want to ask you. Can you hold on till we come back from the break? I want to ask you one question unrelated to what you just said, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on just a second. This is Air America.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Did you catch all of that? Take a moment to bask in the truth. This is Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Every time you smoke a cigarette, you're taking 7 to 11 minutes off your life. For the typical smoker, that can be as much as 10 years. You're nearly twice as likely to die of heart disease and almost 3 times more likely to die of cancer. By the age of 45, your lung function has already declined at 3 times the normal rate. If you're ready to quit smoking, we can help. We're the makers of Smoke Away, a program specifically developed and designed to reduce your cravings and help you become smoke-free. It's all natural and nicotine-free, and best of all, it's guaranteed to help or your money back. Thousands have already found help with Smoke Away. Shouldn't you?
Call now for your risk-free trial. 1-800-229-4952. That's 1-800-229-4952. Call toll-free 1-800-229-4952. That's 1-800-229-4952.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
The Republicans are stumbling over themselves on just about every issue, and then when you ask them, what have they done? Well, what they've done is they have passed the bankruptcy law. Well, that helps a lot of people, doesn't it? They've also passed tort reform. Oh, that's really good for the consumer, isn't it? This has been the corporate administration and then some.
Straight Talk is progressive talk. Ed Schultz, weekdays at 2 on the Mike 92.1.
Hey, Maren. Sorry to interrupt you, buddy, but Future Mark is on line one.
Future Mark, great. Put him through.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Hey, buddy, what's up? So what's going on in 2050 today?
Well, I'm getting my kidney replaced. It's been about 3 months, and I was at the hospital anyway, so I thought, you know, what the hell? But that's not really why I'm at the hospital.
So why are you at the hospital?
I had to bring my clone in because he hurt himself.
Oh, no. Is he, are they okay? I mean, are you guys okay? What happened?
Well, he's fine. They're always fine. I just, I kind of beat him up.
Whoa. You beat up your clone? Well, I'm sorry, buddy, but that's kind of creepy.
All right, well, look, you know how you spent all those years beating yourself up? Well, in 2050, that's all over, my friend. You just take it out on the clone. It's actually why most people have them anyway.
Wait, so in the future I have a clone, and I just use him as a punching bag?
Well, that's not what he's for. You know, he cooks, he cleans, he does the things you don't want to do. He attends events for me sometimes. He stands in line for stuff. I make him buy condoms. Yeah, stuff like that.
But mostly you just hit him.
You don't understand, Mark. Crime has gone way down because of clones. They take the brunt of people's frustrations. There's hardly any more domestic abuse now that you can kick your clone's ass instead.
Look, I'm sorry, man, but it just sounds exactly like domestic abuse to me.
No, it's not. They don't bleed or anything. They don't even feel physical pain. I even shot him once, and then I sent him out for pizza. The problem is, actually, you can hurt their feelings. I mean, they are still you, you know.
Mr. Maron, your clone is ready to go home now.
Oh, hey, Mark, my clone's here. Hold on. You told me he fell down the stairs, right? Like we said, right?
Wow, this is really weird. I mean, I don't want to judge you, but man. So is everybody like this to their clones?
Hey, I'm one of the nice ones, okay? I mean, I'm not a clonist or anything. I've even been to Clone Town, like, a bunch of times. As long as they know their place. You know what I'm saying? I mean, can you imagine if they could vote? Wow. That'd be awful.
Oh, man. Dude, I usually enjoy these conversations, but today you're really making me kind of sad. Kind of bummed, a little freaked out. But is there anything you want to tell me before I go?
Yeah, actually. Did you see the movie Signs?
You mean the one about the crop circles and the aliens?
Exactly. Okay, so here's what you need to do. You need to rent it again and kind of get the message. And just for your own peace of mind, you might want to have a super soaker filled with water on you pretty much all the time.
Okay, man. But look, be nicer to your clone.
Yeah, whatever. Later, man.
Later.
The nation's leaders in progressive talk are on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Streaming at themike921.com.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
21 past the hour. I've asked John Paul, who called in from L.A., to hold on a second. John, here's a question for you. I'm looking at the National Oceanic and NOAA website. There's a tsunami warning for the Pacific coast.
Oh, boy.
Unless it's been canceled. Apparently, there was a magnitude 7.4 earthquake off the coast of Northern California. And...
Well, these might be my last few minutes here.
Well, I don't think so. The earthquake occurred at 11 o'clock Eastern time, which would be about an hour and 20 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So can you look out the window and see if there's anything approaching?
Well, it's really quiet outside.
Okay. Here's what it says. And again, they may have changed this. It says, no destructive Pacific-wide tsunami threat exists based on historical earthquake and tsunami data. However, earthquakes of this size sometimes generate local tsunamis that can be destructive along coasts located within 100 kilometers of the earthquake epicenter.
Ooh. Well, I'm kind of interior right now. I'm in Beverly Hills. I'm actually calling you from my office.
Well, you're probably safe then.
Yeah, but my roommates may be screwed because they're closer to UCLA.
Well, I got a couple of emails from people who do not live on the West Coast who have seen this. And one writer said, I was watching the Weather Channel, and the entire West Coast is under tsunami warning. This is at 12:11 Eastern Time, which was just 10 minutes ago.
Oh, man.
The writer says, I'm watching the Weather Channel right now, and the entire West Coast is under tsunami warning. So what do? I flip over to CNN to see how they must be warning the masses? Nope, just more Michael Jackson.
Oh,
my God.
Wow. Well, you can go out with the King of Pop. There you go.
Okay, now apparently it's been canceled. Our news guy here at Air America Radio says it's been canceled, and I just got an email from Nadine that from the NOAA that apparently it's been canceled for California, Oregon, Washington, British Columbia, and Alaska. Never mind, as Emily Latella used to say, never mind. All right, thanks anyway for staying on the line, John. I appreciate it.
All right, take care, Mike.
All right, you too. Well, I don't know, you know, this is instant communications, right? It's been canceled, huh? Michael is calling from the Bronx in New York City. Michael, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How are you, sir?
You are the man. You are so funny. If you were seeing me earlier, I was laughing my ass off.
You were? Stuff. What did I say? What are you laughing
at? When you go into these various characters and you're ranting and raving, and rightfully so.
Well, I got to do something. You know, it's either that or go insane. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you know, everybody's got to laugh.
There you go.
Before I get to the reason why I'm calling, something you brought up, that Sensenbrenner, what I would call the snitch law.
Yeah?
Yeah, that will never, ever work. You want to know why? Because that saying, if you witness a crime, you're supposed to be reporting it.
Right.
Well, you know, you've heard in the news and papers in various cities that even you have some rogue police officers
Right. Swooping
down to drugs, to violating women, no matter what the case is.
Mm-hmm.
So now, you see a police officer committing a crime, you're supposed to go to the police station to report to the police that the police is breaking the law. You'd be lucky if you get out of there alive.
Well, I'm hip.
You know what I mean? But given the what's been going on for the first half of this month, I thought it was quite interesting. First, you have the revelation of Deep Throat, and then you hear about the things that Nixon was doing, which is somewhat identical to what's going on today with Bush and company. And then you have just yesterday the Michael Jackson verdict, which I thought was a rightful verdict, and the upcoming Downing Street memos. I mean, I take it as America is waking up to the corruption of those in office and putting their foot down, saying the buck stops here, no more, and they're really taking action. I mean, I find it so phenomenal that I feel like mocking Bush and company right now. You feel like laughing?
Well, I would, but I think, I don't know. Don't you think you're being overly confident here? These people have the means and the method to crush you and me, to crush discussion. Look what they're doing to John Conyers.
We're
not playing with the kids down the street here, Michael.
Yeah.
These are professional killers. Every single member of the Bush administration is a professional trained murderer. All of them.
Yeah.
Every single one.
I still got a good joke for you, man. I hear your music. Sounds like you gotta go to a commercial.
I do.
Can I hold?
Sure. We'll come back to Michael in a moment. This is Air America Radio.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1. Free speech for free.
Listen to Mother Jones Radio every Sunday on Air America. Mother Jones Radio brings you investigative reporting and razor-sharp commentary on today's most important news. On the premiere show, Mother Jones Radio talks with FDA whistleblower Dr. David Graham. When he discovered a deadly secret about the painkiller Vioxx, FDA officials told him to keep quiet. Now he's exposing the full story on Mother Jones Radio. Mother Jones Radio, every Sunday on Air America Radio.
Imagine a natural diet ingredient that kills your appetite and helps attack obesity by simply telling your brain you are full. Imagine you could try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. No need to imagine. It's true. H57 Hoodia is now available in America in its purest form. H57 South African Hoodia will make you less hungry to help you lose more weight. Become an H57 success story. Just listen to this.
I gained 80 pounds during my pregnancy. Although I struggled and lost most of the weight I had gained, those last 30 pounds seemed impossible to get rid of. A little over 2 months ago, I started using H57 Hoodia, and I've already lost about 25 pounds, and I still eat all the foods I enjoy. H57 is incredible. From the very first time I tried it, I just wasn't as hungry, so I ate less and finally lost the weight I wanted.
Become an H57 success story. Call for your risk-free supply of H57 Hoodia toll-free 1-800-227-0361. That's 1-800-227-0361. Unconditional money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-227-0361 or visit myh57.com.
No matter what you do, work can be stressful, and all that stress might cause you to grind your teeth at night. So why not go out and buy yourself a doctor's night guard, the dental protector you wear at night to cushion and save your teeth, and put all that grinding to a stop. Just like that. Relieve the nightly grind with the doctor's night guard. Now in three sizes at Rite Aid and other fine stores.
Madison's Progressives are on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Whereas the Downing Street memo shows that Bush, Cheney, and Rumsfeld began planning and executing the war in Iraq before congressional and UN approval, whereas UN weapons inspectors showed prior to the invasion that there were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, and whereas there is further mounting evidence that the administration lied or misled about Mushroom Cloud's connections to 9/11 and war as a last resort as they sought UN congressional and public approvals, therefore resolved, the Democratic Party of Wisconsin asks Congress to immediately begin impeachment proceedings against President Bush, Vice President Cheney, and Defense Secretary Rumsfeld. That is the exact wording of the unprecedented resolution passed over the weekend by Wisconsin Democrats in Oshkosh. The Senate Intelligence Committee concluded that the intelligence used to enter into Iraq was dead wrong while refusing to investigate why. The Downing Street Minutes reports that intelligence and facts were being fixed around the policy in July of 2002 before Congress, the public, and the UN were asked to support the war. The documented evidence directly supports the reports of former Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill, Counterterrorism Chief Richard Clark, former Senator Bob Graham, Weapons Inspector Scott Ritter, Pentagon employee Karen Kwiatkowski, and any number of British intelligence officials. Also in July of 2002, Bob Woodward reported that President Bush illegally transferred $700 million from the war in Afghanistan to the buildup in Iraq without congressional approval. The impeachment process put in place by our forefathers was intended for just such an abuse of power. With 1,700 American military men and women dead as a result of an outright and premeditated lie, how can anyone argue, besides James Sensenbrenner, that the overwhelming evidence doesn't deserve investigation and debate? The Democratic Party of Wisconsin is the first state to endorse the impeachment proceedings. Although the Republican majority in Congress would control the impeachment process, the impeachment argument is not academic. While this may not bring down the president who's run roughshod over our democracy, it could permanently damage a political party that's done the same. I'm Lee Rayburn, and I'm on the mic, 92.1.
Morning Sedition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
I'm sitting in bed last night, and the only thing I'm thinking about was the suspicious-looking loner who comes up and goes, you know, hey, how are you? Oddly, because usually I'm a coward even in my fantasies. In that one, literally, I leapt over this counter and grabbed the gun, threw him over that counter, and dumped hot coffee on his... It was beautiful. The show ended, but we all went out for breakfast afterwards. It was good.
Morning Sedition, from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
The American Association of Retired Persons is opposing President Bush's plans for Social Security. Why would they do that? If you want to know the truth about old people, talk to the people who know them.
Old people are needy. I need a ride. I need a walker. I need something to eat. Could somebody please help me? I'm in the toilet. I can't get out. It's horrendous.
I had to spend 15 minutes helping my mother find her glasses because she forgot where she put them. Just forgot.
Dude, they crab in their pants.
Enough about World War II. I get it. You were there.
I'm sorry, but if you're going to dinner at 4 o'clock, you really don't need more money.
You liberated Auschwitz. You were there. I understand. Can we watch The Apprentice now?
And when they wear those diapers, they can pee right on themselves, too. Just pee.
Brian! My name is Brian! God!
I remember this one time, my uncle, he was on the floor. I thought he was having a heart attack or he was dead or something. Turns out he wasn't. Just on the floor.
Who the hell is Bobby? Nobody knows Bobby!
Dude, they crap their pants.
Old people. They oppose President Bush's plans for Social Security. Isn't it time they died already?
Paid for by Switchboat Veterans for whatever cause is being funded by the right-wing millionaires at the moment.
Wow. That's,
you've done it now.
That's powerful stuff. I mean, it's awful what those people do.
It's at 92.1. We call it our radio station.
Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
Truth, justice, and the American way. It's more of Mike Malloy.
About 25 before the hour, let's go back to Michael in the Bronx in New York City, who didn't have a whole lot of time to get his point across. Go ahead, Michael. Wrap it up for me.
You got it, man. Can you imagine if you or I were approached by an independent media representative and they say, if you want to say a statement in regards to how you feel about Bush and Cheney, what they're doing to this nation, can you imagine what I would say to the camera and into the microphone? I would go like, Mr. George W. Bush, Mr. Dick Cheney, I must say this as an American patriot from the bottom of my heart. You both are an absolute disgrace to the people of this nation and to the entire world. All in all, you both suck to oblivion.
Okay,
if
no,
you
no,
can,
no.
If
no,
you
be,
can't
be careful.
That,
be, yo, 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 listen to me, Michael.
Yeah.
Be careful with your language, okay? Because
no,
I don't want to have to cut you off.
All right. So I'm going to put the brace on.
No, I understand what you're saying. Why don't Democrats who get the camera and get the microphone, why don't they say that, right?
Right, exactly.
Right.
I mean, you could say, you suck, George, and you suck, boom. You know what I mean?
I know. I understand. And we could even do it using a more erudite language than just you suck, right? we could do that. All right. I get the point. It's a good point. Michael, thanks for checking in. I appreciate your call. I hope you're right. I hope America is waking up, and I hope something happens here soon because this republic can't stand too much more. Thanks, Michael. You have a nice evening. Paul is calling from Madison, Wisconsin. Paul, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. It's an honor to join you.
My
hey,
pleasure.
Mike, you got to be careful joking about that Gitmo Gourmet cookbook. You realize that before Too Stupid to Chew a Pretzel stumbled into the White House,
yeah,
back when he was just that tin horn governor locked in that sick sibling rivalry over, you know, who could execute more poor suckers in down south there.
Yeah.
The Texas Department of Corrections featured on their website and continues to this day, sorry about the sound effects there,
that's
continues
right.
to this day to feature a list of the requested last meals of its death row inmates.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I can't even quite put my finger on what is unnervingly sick about that. And yet, you know, you came up with this crazy Gitmo Gourmet idea. Isn't it frightening when you come up with something that sublime, reality sometimes trumps you?
I know. It's incredible, which I guess just goes to show that the fevered brains of Republicans, there is no bottom, there's no bottoming out. You can keep going deeper and deeper and deeper into the muck and the slime and the degeneracy, and you never really hit bottom.
No, they'll still outdo you.
Yeah. Right, before you hit bottom, you drowned. You just suffocate from what you find in the mind of a Republican. Who is that?
Mike, I'm wondering if you could send out a birthday shout-out to us here in Wisconsin. Talk about coincidence. Today here in Wisconsin, since it's not quite midnight.
Let me guess. Robert La Follette.
Fightin' Bob La Follette, the man who, 70 years after his death, still inspires people like you and me and a lot of us here in Wisconsin to continue the true progressive spirit, not that phony baloney Democrat.
I know. It's amazing. It's amazing the people that Wisconsin have produced from one end of the political moral spectrum, people like La Follette, all the way across to the other end, the toilet end, which would be Sensenbrenner and Joe McCarthy and people like that. It's astonishing.
And McCarthy, yeah. And today, at least, we also can give you people like John Nichols and Matt Rothschild of the Nation and the Progressive Magazine and all.
Right.
But speaking of the devil, today is also, and poor Fighting Bob must be rolling in his grave right now that he shares a birthday with none other than F. James Non-Sensenbrenner.
Oh my God! Today is Sensenbrenner's birthday.
Yes, 62nd birthday. So yeah, we got to come up with.
He's only 62.
Well, 62 going on about 114.
Oh my God! I've seen his picture. Like I said, he looks like somebody who had all his facial muscles removed surgically.
Well, that's so he can't smile or frown or let you know how he's really feeling, I think.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Well.
Poor Bob. Yeah, so come up with some appropriate birthday greeting for him in light of what he's done to our Constitution. Maybe we could send him a copy of the Constitution for his birthday, wrapped in an arrest warrant or something.
Yeah, he wouldn't, Sensenbrenner would look at the first 10 amendments of the U.S. Constitution and declare it to be a doctrine of communism.
Exactly. Yeah, he'd find it in violation of the Patriot Act, I'm sure.
Oh my God. Every single one of the first 10 amendments is in violation of the Patriot Act. So, hey, listen, it's good to hear. What's that noise in the background, Paul?
A hungry cat.
All right. Well, it's time to feed him or her.
All of them.
Feed all of them. All right. Thanks for checking in, Paul. You have a nice evening. Sounded a little bit like Molly, didn't it? Marcia is calling from St. Louis. Marcia, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on, by the way.
I love you. here's what the problem is. Bush has been dumping cocaine into this country, and now you have to turn your mother in for using drugs. How long are you going to have to put in to think of some excuse? And the Nazis stayed in power because neighbor turned in neighbor.
That's right.
And can I just, as soon as you have neighbor turning in neighbor, then neighbors will lie and turn in innocent people just to get on the interrogator's good side. And this is what kept the Nazis in power. Mm-hmm. I think the game is over if this drug law goes through.
Oh, it's horrifying. I'm hoping, against hope, that it doesn't go through. But given the makeup in numbers of the U.S. House, I'm certain it'll pass the House. It'll be up to the Senate to stop it. And I'm reluctant to put any faith in Senate Democrats whatsoever.
Well, can I tell you what else is happening? If you have the police asking you, they are going to use this insinuating tone of voice. And if they do that often enough, then the brain cannot tell the difference between reality and all of this insinuation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the only, it's going to destroy our brains. This is going to turn the whole nation into liars.
I know. It's scary stuff. It's got to be stopped. I don't know how to do it, Marcia.
Oh, could I just put one more sentence in?
Sure.
And how you respond, you tell them that you have the right to remain silent, because after two hours of all this insinuation, you are going to think that the insinuation is true. And this is what is happening at a Gitmo.
That's right.
Okay?
That's absolutely correct. Marcia, good to hear from you.
Okay.
All right, we'll talk again.
Show.
All right, take care. Appreciate you calling. Rebecca is calling from Wisconsin. Happy birthday to Bob LaFollette.
I was going to say, we also have some really good legislators here in Wisconsin to make up for that. We have Tammy Baldwin in the House, who's great, and we have Russ Feingold. So
that's true.
It's not everything's bad coming out of Wisconsin.
Oh, no. And I hope nobody up there assumes that the rest of the nation is thinking that. It's just that Sensenbrenner is such a horrible, horrible man.
And we had seen the C-SPAN hearings where... it was still going after he left, and it was just quite amazing.
It was indeed.
I had called up to comment the other day. You had made the suggestion that that we don't talk to conservatives anymore. We just say that they're anti-Christian and kind of not engage them.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought that was wonderful, and I've done that lately, and it really does work. You don't get down on their level. And if you live in the Midwest, you just can't help to have friends and family that are part of the conservative movement.
Right.
And it brings to their attention how serious you are about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because
that's right.
So many of them, you know, you say Downing Street Memo, and they go, well, what's that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought it was wonderful. And we really appreciate your show here, because we live in a smaller community where a lot of people aren't politically aware, and we feel very isolated. And when we were able to turn on Ear America and hear your show, it made us feel much better.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that, because Ear America is doing just that across the country, is letting people know. Ear America Radio Network is letting people know that there's a huge community, millions of people who feel the way you do, the way I do, the way Randy does, the way Janine, you know, the whole crew. So,
mm-hmm.
Hey, listen, got to leave it there. Thanks for checking in, Rebecca. You have a nice evening. Take care. Quick break. We'll be right back.
You'll see him in your head on the TV screen. Hey, buddy, I'm warning you to turn it on. Oh, he's a goat, he's a god, he's a man, he's a guru. You're one microscopic cog in his catastrophic plan, designed and directed by his red right hand.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You'll find our talking points in the nonfiction section. This is Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
I am Gunnery Sergeant Arlie Ermey, United States Marine Corps. While our armed forces defend our freedom, their families shoulder household duties and emergencies alone. To help, the veterans of foreign wars and Vermont American brand Bits and Blades have created the Unmet Needs Program.
John Fergus here, the VFW National Commander. Please help us help our military families by visiting unmetneeds.com and by purchasing Vermont American Bits and Blades. A portion of every purchase goes to help.
Visit unmetneeds.com and buy Vermont American brand Bits and Blades. Thank you and Semper Fi. Hoorah!
Listen to Mother Jones Radio every Sunday on Air America. Mother Jones Radio brings you investigative reporting and razor-sharp commentary on today's most important news. On the premiere show, Mother Jones Radio talks with FDA whistleblower Dr. David Graham. When he discovered a deadly secret about the painkiller Vioxx, FDA officials told him to keep quiet. Now he's exposing the full story on Mother Jones Radio. Mother Jones Radio, every Sunday on Air America Radio.
Randy Rhodes, loud and left, here on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Now, Pat Tillman's parents are really angry because they covered up Pat Tillman's death. It was a friendly fire death. So how long before any of these hacks start saying that Pat Tillman's parents aren't patriotic? Bush's strategy in Afghanistan completely missed Osama bin Laden, but he bags Pat Tillman and then lies about it.
Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 5 on the Mike 92.1 and the Mike 92.1.com.
How are you doing in this fiscally irresponsible Republican era? Who do you got there, Chris?
Yeah, Mark, this is a little weird. We have you on line one.
Hello?
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Dude, I'm calling from 50 years in the future.
That's possible? Well, cool.
I knew you wouldn't be freaked out about this, man. I mean, you're a visionary.
Well, hey, thanks, man. I never get that. So tell me, how did this happen?
Well, look, time travel is hard to explain, so let me simplify it. You know how you get 5 bars on your cell phone? Well, this is the 6th bar, and that's actually all I can tell you without messing up the time-space continuum thing.
All right, well, I'm good with that. That's cool. What's going on, man?
All right, well, this is weird. You know how they said the price of gasoline would go up a penny a day for, like, forever?
Yeah.
It did. Straight on through the fuel riots of 2020, and now a gallon of gas costs about $182.
I knew it. God, that's ridiculous.
Well, not really. Not really, if you think about it. Movie tickets are around $300, but you got to factor in everyone makes about $500K a year now.
Wow. Do we?
We'll talk about that off air. But the gassing, people give it to each other as gifts, man. Married couples register at Texaco. People leave their gas tanks to their grandkids in their wills. It's like diamonds used to be before we learned how to make them out of meat.
What?
Never mind. The point is, gas is very valuable.
So, hey, future Mark, hey, buddy, you're breaking up here. What, they haven't fixed cell phone reception yet?
Since the comet hit, the planet slips off its axis every couple of hours, so there's a big shift. Some tidal waves and stuff, everybody grabs onto something, a couple of species drop out, you get used to it. All right, see? There, it stopped.
All right, so now the important stuff. What do I look like 50 years from now?
Well, the good news is, the stretch pants are very swimmy. I'm just busting your hump, man. Look, we look the same, buddy. Everyone looks great in the future. I had a date with a 73-year-old last night. Smoking hot. Chicks not aging really opens up the whole playing field.
I'm not married anymore?
Oh, yeah, you're married. But you're not dead, buddy. Don't worry, man. After the whole AIDS thing got cured, the whole monogamy thing was like, you know, what's the point? You know, when scientists disproved the Bible, all that went out the window. Well, listen, I'll talk to you later, buddy.
Okay, talk to you later. That was a weird experience.
You know, you really haven't changed much in 50 years. That's all I can say.
The Al Franken Show is my favorite show.
Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
Feeling left out by right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy.
Second time today.
10 before the hour. Thanks to the crew, as we always do this time of the evening. The program engineered in New York City by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac. David Fizikas handles the calls coming in. Thanks to Chris in Minnesota, Ben in Illinois, Mark in New York State, and Jim in Arkansas. And, of course, Catherine Bay, our executive producer. Back to the calls. Charles is calling from Connecticut. Charles, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Greetings and salutations. As far as Connecticut is concerned, from that call from Texas,
yeah,
we really apologize for George.
Right. Well, somebody has to.
And as to Miss Ann Coulter, I have a baseball bat. Want to talk?
Yeah, really, really. Oh, she is just vile. Beyond description, Ann Coulter.
But that all goes into what I would say, this thing with how well they eat. Apparently, we're being clued in that our calls to NBC and MSNBC and CNN are misguided. Apparently, we should be calling the Food Network and have Emeril Lagasse cover what's going on. Because, you know, before I ever heard of you, you know, I was calling these alleged journalists ratings whores or media whores. But it dawns on me that, you know, if you dangle more money in front of a whore, they'll do what you want.
Are you talking about Ed Schultz again? No, never mind. Go ahead.
Mr. Russert, if you want.
Yeah, Russert, yeah.
But it seems more to me that whore is not the correct word. They're media commodes.
Media commodes.
These people, such as little Scotty, come out, squat all over them.
Yeah.
They turn around and spew it back at us.
And I just hate it. I hate to be spewed on, don't you?
I haven't realized, but it dawned on me. I stopped watching network television years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Because it became pointless. I'm very happy for you, Mr. Brokaw, that you like mountain climbing. But what does that have to do with anything that's going on?
I understand. I hear what you're saying, Charles. And I don't know. There's nothing I can add to it.
And also, I had another comment when you were talking about the Bush League's understanding of science.
Oh, yeah.
I have a complete understanding of it. You saw Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Sure.
Remember the scene where they come upon the village and they have this witch and they're determined they know this is a witch and they ask King Arthur, well, how do we determine if she's a witch?
Right.
And so it's very easy. You throw her in a lake and if she floats like a duck, then she's a witch. But you've got it. They throw her in the lake and sure enough she floats like a duck. And she said, well, it's a fair cop. That essentially is their understanding of science.
That's on a good day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, this thing with the food, apparently another Monty Python movie, Meaning of Life.
Right.
Apparently, you know, we have Rumsfeld going to them saying, one more wafer, one more wafer.
Yeah. Do you like Monty Python films?
Monty Python, but, you know, these Bush people have totally ruined duck soup for me.
I know.
Because I have been saying for you, you know, you want to understand what's going on? It's the Groucho's line.
Look at the marks. Right. Watch
I have to have a war. I put a down payment on the field.
Right.
And seeing the movie the other night is, oh, my God, it's everything.
Right. Just watch the Marx Brothers and Monty Python and you've got them nailed, right?
Exactly. It's frightening.
Yeah, I have to leave it there. Thanks, Charles. Thanks for checking in tonight, okay? You have a nice evening. Have we got time for... All right, Maxwell is calling from Atlanta. Maxwell, I have to make this quick, my man.
Hi, yes. You hear me?
Yes.
Yes, I had an idea of boycotting NPR. Well, why say that? Because they're a public... that's supposed to be a public airways. And boycotting them when they have their local fundraisers if they don't want to report on the Downing Street memo and stuff like that.
Well, that's an interesting idea. Although NPR is soon going to be out of business anyway.
Or even PRI, or even.
All of it. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting is being taken over by the American Nazi Party, and the first thing that they will do is change the programming to, you know, from being reportage into being propaganda. You know, I understand what you're saying, and if we lived in normal times, I would agree with you, but we live in Bush times, and NPR, as an entity that has been what it's been for the past 30 years, will probably be dead within the next 6 months. There may be something in its place, but it's not going to be National Public Radio as you and I have known it.
Because, they shouldn't be doing public fundraisers then, because if it's not going to be public in the interest of the public.
That's true. That's very true. I hear you. Well, I think your idea of a boycott is a good one. But, you know, here in Atlanta, you listen to WABE?
I'm from Sirius Radio. Sirius.
Oh, you're listening. Oh, you listen to Sirius Radio. Okay. All right. Well, whatever's fair. Hey, listen, I have to leave it there. Thanks a lot, Maxwell, for checking in. I appreciate your call. We're out of here, folks. We'll see you tomorrow night. Thanks for participating in the program tonight. Tonight, however you did that. I will see you tomorrow night. Take care. Watch your back, okay? I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.